Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God. Lock the door.
They're coming. Help! Help! They're coming. Listen to me. Help me. Please, Euronext, we're in danger. Please, listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, Euronext, here they are. They're already here. Come, Euronext. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Elizabeth, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Trump, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
The land of the walking dead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department.
The media is rushing to slander and discredit those of us that are exposing this.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
There are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
So let's stop there. A secret meetings offside of the Justice Department.
Correct. Really? Secret societies? You can't make this stuff up.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
It's one giant incestuous circle of corruption.
Look, the CIA is a rogue agency.
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
We have to start getting ready for insurrection and civil war because they're really pushing it. What are we going to do if they kill the president and then order their local governments and their local federal branches to come arrest thousands of resistance leaders? If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Remain calm. Go indoors immediately and stay indoors.
This is an emergency broadcast from FEMA.
In compliance with the United Nations, the Department of Homeland Security has declared martial law.
City officials have called for military help. Planes and troops are expected to arrive within the next 2 hours.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, storable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on storable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. We're 70 days out from the midterms, and the globalists are getting ready to make their next move.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state is preparing to launch the next phase of their operation. They're trying to trigger an all-out hot civil war, but we know their next move. We can stop them together.
Let's start. I want to start with a clip from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Hunter Biden and then talk to you on the other side.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, because it turned out after the fact. I mean, the fact checkers looked into it. No one was able to say it was false.
All right. So the FBI says it routinely warns people about potential misinformation. I wonder why they didn't warn themselves or the FISA court in 2016.
Well, you had a really good high-minded discussion with your last guest. I'm just going to get really to the bottom of all of this. Most Republicans, including me, believes when it comes to Trump, there is no law. It's all about getting him. There's a double standard when it comes to Trump. What happened with Hunter Biden is that the FBI weighed in to make sure a story didn't break for the 2020 election. We now have whistleblowers at the FBI telling Senator Grassley that they were told to slow down and back off Hunter Biden. And I'll say this. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
Yeah, you know, I'm a simple-minded guy, Senator. I think people ought to be treated the same without regard to political ideology.
Yeah.
And I remember that Jim Comey press conference really, really, really well.
The next 71 days, we're going to see some very violent fireworks. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. They intend to bring in a full dictatorship in the next 71 days. And we are all strapped to this thing. This is such a dangerous time. And I would advise the globalists who are mid-level that think they're about to have a leftist revolution. The globalists don't actually plan at the higher levels to have that. They plan on having a civil war that brings down America, and you'll be the fall guys. The left are going to be destroyed in this process. You're being set up, and I would advise the leadership of the FBI, the Justice Department, to use your heads. They're going to stage provocative events to further demonize Trump and populists in America, period, tying us to Trump. And tying us to the violence. That's why they need to get us off air ahead of this. That's why they're so desperate to do it. So the Democrats have filed in federal court to seize control of InfoWars last Friday, claiming we're a criminal organization and all these lies with no evidence and no real facts, because they've been given the orders by their higher-ups to get us off air, because they need us off air when they stage the attacks, when the globalists stage the attacks, when the deep state stage the attacks, to say we're behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. Hundreds of years of powerful corrupt forces working to overthrow the U.S. And now they're making their move. We have an incredible transmission lined up for you today. The talking heads are parroting that America is entering a civil war, that Republicans are fascist and semi-fascist. Biden is set to have a national address coming up in a few days where he will try to basically outlaw the Republican Party. They know there's a major awakening. They know there's a huge political realignment. And the globalists are making their move right now to try to finish this country off, but it's not going to go well. Okay, so we have that stack of martial law civil war news. I'll be hitting that at the bottom of the hour. We have DeSantis, who just gets it, coming out and saying they're planning new lockdowns and new virus scares, which they admit they are, all quarterbacked by the UN. And we've got to force a reckoning, close quote, to prevent future lockdowns. Absolutely. They think you don't have a memory. They never got rid of the lockdowns in some part of the world, and now they're getting ready to bring them back here. I've got a stack of news on that. We've got to get on the ball now. The orchestrated economic collapse has already killed, the UN admits, and the numbers are accurate. I've looked them up. 60-something extra million people. Normally 15 million die a year. It's been over 30-plus million dying a year the last 3 years with this crap. Those are real people, folks, mainly children starving to death. And they're pushing forced inoculations to come to the U.S. legally if you're Djokovic. But if you're an illegal alien, you can come right across. And now all over blue cities and blue states like D.C., the District of Criminals, 40% of the black students are going to be expelled because they're refusing to take the experimental poison shot. I say bravo to those black parents that know about the Tuskegee experiment and who love their children. They should all be suing that school district. They should be calling for the arrest of the violation of the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention of forcing experimental injections on people, where the mom and dad are working extra jobs in this inflationary depression. Stagflation starting. And they're told, you got to take these shots or you're kicked out of school. And it gets worse. Then D.C. says they're going to call truancy officers on you and arrest you. That's forced injections. That is criminal as hell. While the left claims they love black people all day long, they're the ones that ship narcotics in their neighborhoods. They're the ones that push gangster rap on MTV. They're the ones that broke up the black family, and they're doing it to everybody else's family now. And I love black people. I love white people. I love everybody. I don't see color when it comes to the soul. And it makes me enraged at the left and how they are the most racist scum of the earth, the most anti-human, anti-baby, anti-God. They've got the huevos to sit there and tell those of us who are trying to stop this that we're racist, fascist, when that's exactly what they are. We're going to go to break, and I got to air this because it's so powerful. It's a little five-minute clip off Sky Television in Australia, and they knock it out of the park, so we'll come out of break next segment and play it. You know what I mean, Joe Biden's semi-illiterate response to semi-fascism, Sky News. We're going to play that, and then I'm going to get into all of the insane news today. Thanks to the listeners, we're still on air. Thanks to the listeners and all these fake courts trying to rig us and rig these trials and bankrupt us permanently, we're able to do Chapter 5, which will keep the company going forever. And only the real amount of profit there is will go to these kangaroo operations. And they're enraged by that. They're enraged that it's coming out in court. I haven't paid myself in a year and a half. They're enraged that I don't have all these millions of dollars. They say I do. But we have to make the company profitable in this 13-week bankruptcy. We're now in week five, and we are profitable, and they are going crazy right now, thanks to you supporting us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last week to get 50% off on DNA Force Plus, 40% off on Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 40% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and so much more. Go there and get your DNA Force Plus. Go there and get your Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go there and get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion, despite the fact it's selling out. Go there today and keep us on air and know you're changing the world. Thank you. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones is ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out. And you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off super male vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey
government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Semi-fascism. And of course, he is misusing it to attack half the country. When he was asked to clarify what he meant by semi-fascism, he gave a semi-literate response.
What do you mean by semi-fascism, sir?
In December, you will...
You know what I mean.
Yeah, that's Joe. You're not going to get much sense out of him. Let's see if the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, can give a coherent answer to what the president means when he condemns Republicans and Trump supporters as semi-fascists.
On the semi-fascism comment, is this something we're going to hear more of, that phrase? Is this something the president's going to kind of embrace? Or is there any sense that it was, a little impromptu and it's going to turn into a kind of basket of deplorables thing that he regrets and then tries to be quiet about?
Look, I was very clear when laying out and defining what MAGA Republicans have done, and you look at the definition of fascism and you think about what they're doing in attacking our democracy, what they're doing in taking away our freedoms, wanting to take away our rights, our voting rights. I mean, that is what that is. It is very clear.
Republicans are doing what now? They're the ones attacking your freedoms and trying to take away your votes? Okay. This Orwellian claptrap might work with the demented resistance crowd who still think Russia stole the 2016 election, but sane people would know that fascism is a system of government where opponents and critics are suppressed and attacked. It's subordination of individual interests for the supposed good of the nation, including the regimentation of society and the economy. It's using the police and other government agencies to come after your opponents. Sound familiar? We've seen how hopelessly compromised and politicized agencies like the FBI and IRS have become, acting as the Democrats' enforcers. Then there's the bulk of the mainstream media and big tech platforms, which act as the Democrats' propaganda arms. If you want to talk about semi-fascism, then look no further than the FBI's role in pushing the damaging Russian collusion hoax for years to undermine the election and presidency of Donald Trump. Look at the FBI's complicity in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop stories before the 2020 election. The full extent of that complicity was revealed by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg this week.
The background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
All right. And the whole report is on InfoWars.com, and it just goes on from there for another few minutes. But think about that. You call something Russian propaganda, which would be terrible if the Russians were actually manipulating things effectively. The Chinese are 100 times more effective. The globalists are 100 times more effective than that, Hollywood. But then they come and suppress the vote. They suppress information in an election is what they're claiming the Russians did. And, of course, it's recordings of Hunter saying, I'm under the command of the head of Chinese intelligence. And I'm ordering three hookers tonight. And I give a certain percentage of the money to my dad. And my dad has sex with my sister. I mean, and it goes on and on. I mean, I started getting into Hunter's laptop back during the election, and I made the decision that I've never looked at child porn, I've never seen stuff like this, and I'm not looking at it. And I told my crew, I said, we're going to wait for other people to dig into this. This is so illegal that I'm not even looking at it. And that's who you've got, is a bunch of compromised pedophiles, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Epstein was the tip of the iceberg, running this country and the world into the ground. And they've gotten away with so much, they just don't care anymore. That's why Zuckerberg covered his butt, and that's why the FBI came out days after Zuckerberg said, we were told to shut this down by the FBI, and they said, yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah, I know you do. I remember 5 years ago, congressional hearings in the House Armed Services Committee and Senate hearings saying Alex Jones is a Russian agent with no evidence and no proof. And then they use that to debank us and deplatform us and harass the hell out of us. They figured out that wasn't working, so they go, oh, well, he questioned a mass shooting. Let's make that who he is and hype that up and sue him for that. Now they admit that model is to be used against everybody else to shut down anybody that stands up to them because they can't get away with this monstrosity, this takeover, this authoritarianism, this inflation, the open borders, all of it, if there's voices of opposition. So they say, well, our New World Order is unpopular. What are we going to do to counter the people that are criticizing us? And it's simple. We'll just outlaw our opposition. We'll just demonize our opposition. That's what you do when you're losing in an open, free society. That's why next segment, I'm going to drill in to the incredible announcements of martial law and terror that are coming, and the Democrats and Biden set to give a speech in 2 days saying Republicans basically are an outlaw group of fascists. He's already saying that. They're going to make their move because they're weak with 70 days out. Now, if we put enough heat on them, if there's enough expose of it, then they may back off and not do it. If there's enough FBI whistleblowers, and I wanted to say this at the start of the show and I forgot to, but let me just say this. I don't lionize federal agencies. I don't lionize anybody. I lionize individuals that do a good job. But we've seen hundreds now of senior FBI whistleblowers lose their jobs, we're now learning, in the last year and a half. We're just now learning their names going forward and saying, we were ordered to hide the Hunter laptop. We were ordered to cover it up. We were ordered to go intimidate people telling the truth, and we don't like that. So we're very close to winning this thing. And they know it. I do not lionize the FBI. It's controlled by the globalists. Are there good agents? Abso-frickin-lutely. Do I lionize the military? No, because the top of the military is run by the New World Order now. But is the average military person the salt of the earth? The people I know in the military are committed, hardworking, incredibly dedicated people? Damn right. The best people I know, my family and my friends, are veterans. And they are kick-ass, dedicated, badass people. And they've been removed from the positions of power in this country. And the tyrants that hate this nation have been put in charge. And we're going to take this country back. And we're going to take this world back with God's help. But there's going to be a fight in the process. And I want to fight it intellectually. I want to fight it economically and spiritually. And geographically. By where we move and what we do. Whoever fires first loses. But I'm telling you, our enemies are losing, and they're going to get violent. They've already burned down billions of dollars of stuff. They're already calling for more violence. And now they're saying we're about to get violent, which tells me they're about to pull the fake Whitmer kidnapping times 1,000. Stay with us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented
super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Because it's true. And I want you to be impressed with what you've done. Not by me. I can tell you why the left hates us so much all over the world. And it really is what happens in a vacuum. But I can tell you with what's left of the U.S. resistance, the military, and U.S. intelligence agencies. And I can tell you in the resistance movements around the world, I am recognized as the leader. That's how the universe works. It's a metaphysical thing that happens. People decide upon a leader. And this has really happened in the last year. But now more and more mainline people are saying it. And I say that with great trepidation. And I say that with a lot of concern because I'm just an average person just like you, but I'm dedicated to freedom and I've been involved in this for more than 3 decades. And I'm committed. And I've shown that I have an understanding of the enemy's overall plans better than probably anybody else out there. And now, the main value of this broadcast is not just what we do with the general public, waking them up, and what you do waking them up. That's incredible. But it is the fact that in the agencies, not just the U.S. agencies, but in other agencies and corporate boards around the world, we decompartmentalize how the New World Order operates, and we're giving people a blueprint of how to take down the New World Order, and all glory goes to God and to his son, Jesus Christ, but that reflected glory goes to you. I want the listeners and viewers to understand something dead clear. You are the reason we were able to do this. This crew is just as important as I am. All of us are one unit working together towards this victory. And that's why we're under such attack. That's why we're being lied about. That's why we're being demonized. And we're ragtag. But I can tell you, I got to be really careful what I say and do these days, because I never made mistakes on purpose. I never got things wrong on purpose. I never spun things on purpose. But I wouldn't take the position I was in years ago, incredibly influential, seriously enough, so that I wouldn't weigh exactly what I said and what I did, because I wouldn't make mistakes on purpose, but I would tune in later, or I'd hear something I said 5 years ago, and I'd say, man, that was really wrong when I said that was a mistake. Now, it was maybe 5% of what I did, but when you've got that much power, like Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility, those little mistakes can be magnified and used against us. So I apologize for the fact I'm self-trained and that I am just, you know, swinging for the fences here, but all my intention has been for humanity. And all my intention has been for you and your family, because if my children are going to live in a free world, yours are too. And you better believe I love you, and I am 100 total percent committed to you. I am a good person. I love God. I love justice. I have good intent, and I know you do too. And they want to tear us down and say we're a fraud and say we're a lie and say we're a scam because they don't want you to believe there's anybody else good out there. Let me tell you something. Our universities are full of good people. Our factories are full of good people. Our police departments are full of good people. Even the Justice Department's full of good people. The banks are full of good people. The farms are full of good people. The psychological circles are full of good people. Every industry, every culture, every system is full of good people. They're misguided, they're misdirected, but they're good people at heart. And that's why they want to tear this broadcast down, because they don't want you to believe the little guy has power. They don't want you to believe that we can stand up together, but we can and we will. In fact, guys, grab that Bug's Life scene where the grasshopper exclaims, oh, one ant stands up, just ignoring big deal. But what happens if all the ants stand up? And that's why they want to knock me down, because they want to knock you down, and because they think if they can destroy me, it'll be some message to you that it's hopeless, as if you're like them. Santa Anna, who was a dictator who the Mexicans later overthrew and killed, thought if he murdered the Texans at the Alamo and took the few survivors that were badly wounded and executed them, that it would make Texans be scared. And his own commander said, sir, you don't want to kill the survivors. You're going to piss people off. And he said, he threatened them. It's on record in the Mexican history books. He said, shut up, kill them. Because he was a tyrant, and he thought the way he thought. He thought by killing those people, he would intimidate people, just like Hitler. World War II, Dunkirk, drives the British forces out of France, bombs their ships as they try to escape, starts bombing the mainland. And while Hitler was bombing military targets, the British had lost 3, 4, 5, 6 million people, depending on what number you look at. In World War I, they were anti-war. They knew Britain had started it, so the average Brit did not want a war with Hitler. But as soon as Hitler started bombing civilian targets, they went from 90% of the Brits being anti-war to 99% being pro-war. And that's why the globalists don't understand how things work, because they think the way they operate. They think the way their psychology operates is the way everybody else does, because that's the hierarchical system of intimidation they live in. But we don't live in that system. And so their attacks on us only make you stronger. And if we fall, if we're destroyed, we've done so much damage to them, InfoWars is to be celebrated. If they kill me tomorrow or indict me and put me in jail tomorrow, which could happen, do not take that as a defeat. Take that as forcing the enemy's hand and forcing them completely out in the open. And I don't wish for those things. But we see the archetypes in history and in culture and in literature, and you have that Obi-Wan Kenobi moment that happened for real in Gallipoli thousands of years ago, with 300 holding off tens of thousands from the invading Persians. You have the Alamo that really happened, many other cases that happened, and you have the cheesy episode 4 of Star Wars where Obi-Wan Kenobi wants to be an example to the rebels that are about to escape. Plus, he knows he can't get out of there. He's going to hold them up. So he goes ahead and lets Darth Vader strike him down because he knows that's going to energize the rebellion. And then his spirit is going to be even stronger with them in that ritual. And so I don't want to get killed. I don't want to die. I don't want to get imprisoned at a fleshly, weak level. But in my spirit, I just say, bring it on. Because I'm going to complete this mission. And together, we will defeat the Antichrist world government system. They'll have their 5 minutes of fame. They'll have their year of control. They'll kill billions of people. They're already killing us. It's going to be hell. But on the other side of that is pure victory. So I'm honored to be here with you. It's a real blessing to be the real deal with you. You're real. I'm real. We're together. They're scared of that. We come back. We'll talk about the other real deal, Ron DeSantis, who's saying we got to get ahead of the next lockdown. We got to stop the Great Reset. We got to start the New World Order. I've called for him to do it. You called for him to do it. He's doing it. We're winning. Stay with us. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the 3-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin. And finally, the Second Amendment, Come and Take It, Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
DNA Force Plus. After almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We need a reckoning. We need to go on the offense now. How do we do it? Governor DeSantis is paving the way. A true leader.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
He's quite the motivational speaker, isn't he? Let's ride!
There goes Hollywood flying out to bully you. There goes the school boards flying out to bully you. There goes the Democratic Party flying out to bully you. There goes their whole system trying to put you back in line, trying to make you submit and trying to go after the leadership of the pro-human resistance and destroy us to scare you into submission. But you're never going to let them do that. You're just like me. You burn with liberty. You burn with the power that God gave you. And DeSantis understands that. The full video is on InfoWars.com. DeSantis warns we need a reckoning to prevent future lockdowns. Absolutely. They're coming back. They're going to do it again. It's their main move. I told you in films decades ago specifically what they do because they're so arrogant. We have the battle plans. We have the enemy battle plans. Here's DeSantis.
Governor, I'd like you to respond to Dr. Fauci. I have a quick soundbite here. Dr. Fauci cannot let go of this idea that somehow lockdowns were this model of success, even though the science says otherwise. Take a listen.
Do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown that some said made things worse?
No, I don't. I didn't shut down anything. And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down. I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
Governor, he just won't let this go, this idea that lockdowns were successful, despite the fact you're the governor of a state where the average age is a lot higher, and we fared better than some of these draconian lockdown states.
And he criticized me every step of the way, Dan. He criticized us for having businesses open. He criticized us for having beaches open. He criticized us for having kids in school. Over 2 years ago, we were the only big state in the country to have 100% in person. He was a leading advocate for school closures. He tried to sow fear in the population and scared a lot of parents. And he did have a constituency. At first, almost everyone was following him. Then as more people saw, he had more people that rejected what he said, but he still had a lot of people that actually believed what he was saying, and he was wrong on all the important issues. And my fear is, if the Republicans take control, we need a reckoning on all this. Because I think people like Fauci, what they're going to say in the future is, oh, we didn't lock down hard enough. That's why it didn't work. Right. And we can never go down that road.
And that's actually what Bill Gates and Fauci said. We played the clip last week. In the rest of that clip, Fauci says he was never for lockdowns. Then we played more than 14 clips of him saying the lockdown wasn't strong enough. A lying, murderous criminal that created the virus and released it and created the poison shots masquerading as vaccines. He is a murdering killer at the level of Adolf Hitler. That's not talk. That's real. He did that to you. He did that to your family. I want to give the toll-free number out next hour. I want to take your calls on the Great Awakening and how they're hyping civil war and saying Republicans are going to stage terror attacks and riot and do all this garbage. Do you agree with me that obviously if they stage the Whitmer kidnapping and other events, they're going to pull this? And if you agree, how do we stop them? Maybe you disagree. We don't screen your calls other than a clean phone line. You're ready to make your point. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, yet again, 877-789-2539. When the show ended, we had two or three callers left on hold. If you can get back in, you go to the head of the line, 877-789-2539. But let's look at some of the new news on the poison shots just today. Vascular and organ damage induced by mRNA vaccines, irrefutable proof of causality. And it lists a whole bunch of mainline studies, including the Lancet Medical Journal. I mean, this is happening. This is not debatable now. Unvaxxed Coast Guard cadets given 24 hours to leave campus. And it just goes on. Another university reinstates mask mandates, flouting CDC recommendations. San Diego State University. State Department explains usefulness of U.S. bioweapons labs in Ukraine, which they denied and said did not exist. That's just some of the news. And then coming up after I take some calls, major international indexes of studies of countries with higher beef consumption, particularly, had the lowest levels of strokes and cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks. Yeah, no wonder they don't want you eating red meat. Everything they've told you is a lie. That is coming up. And don't forget the big headlines out of the British Medical Journal and others yesterday that 9 out of 10 dying in the UK, Scotland, Ireland, and England have been double or triple or quadruple vaxxed. 9 out of 10. Same numbers out of Australia. Same numbers out of Canada, New Zealand, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Italy, the United States. I mean, it's real. They're really killing everybody. You don't need even see the statistics. Everybody knows people having strokes and dying from this crap. Little kids are having heart attacks all over the place. You're like, so why did they do that? Why did Hitler take over and start trying to kill everybody? There are people in history who just have a power-mad desire to kill people. In fact, I have a whole stack of articles here from the Associated Press, from National Geographic, you name it, of all these cultures, whether they were white, whether they were black, whether they were brown. Every time a civilization got to a certain point, a priest class would rise and demand the killing of children, particularly firstborn boys. That's coming up into the next hour. And guess what the major studies by major scientists and archaeologists and sociologists and anthropologists have found? The priest class were taking hallucinogenic drugs and believed they'd contacted off-world gods that told them to do this. Well, I mean, where did they get the idea to start killing everybody? It's National Geographic. Off-world gods told them to start human sacrifice. I've talked to multiple well-known people, I won't say their names, that have gone to the highest level ayahuasca rituals in Peru and in Costa Rica and in Austin, where you'll have 50 people, 30 people, depending on the event, who will all have the same hallucination while they take the drugs. That's not an hallucination, when they all see the same thing. And where do they do these rituals? At ancient sacrificial sites that are interdimensional doorways. That's the real story. We're going to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for keeping us on air. You got 1 week left to get 50% off on DNA Force Plus. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. Fish oil, you've got more than a week because we got a new supply of that. It's not close to selling out. It's 50% off. Ultimate fish oil is amazing for cardiovascular, whole body. It's 50% off. But not just those three items, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and DNA Force Plus, between 50 and 40% off. DNA Force Plus is 50% off. So good for your telomeres, cleaning out your cells. Everybody should be on it, men, women, children, you name it, but particularly people above 50. Can't beat the PQQ and the CoQ10 when it does, your telomeres. That sale is going to end in about 5-6 days. It'll go like 25% off. So support the broadcast. Well, thank you for support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus now. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, you name it. At InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Hour number two, straight ahead. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Waging war on corruption, trashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We are the Tip of the Spear. We are the InfoWar. All right. I'm going to get into more of this in the third and fourth hour. I'm going to take your calls coming up next segment. But they're really trying to censor people that were tricked as children to transition to another sex, but you can't really do that. And I'm not judging adults that want to do that. I'm not hating people. A lot of nice folks, you know, like Blair White and people, you know, who are nice folks, and I'm not judging them. But pushing it on children is an attempt at sterilization. And that's what this is. And so there's nothing on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, that they censor more than this information. Is people that say, I regret what happened. I regret what was done to me. It causes health problems. It does so many things. It's like that South Park episode where the guy thinks he can be a dolphin. And they, you know, do all this. He's not a dolphin, ladies and gentlemen. So if I went into the doctor and wanted my finger cut off, they put me in a mental institution. Or if an anorexic went in and wanted to be given, you know, methamphetamine, they'd put him in a mental institution. But if a little boy or little girl wants their testicles or breasts cut off, well, it's totally liberal. We should all do it. So here's someone that regrets it, that they're trying to censor. Here it is.
In the last 2 years of my life, and I realized it's been a complete hell. My life has just went down the hill ever since I had so-called bottom surgery, trying to be a woman. And I regret it. I regret it 100%. I regret too that I ever thought I was trans, that I ever thought I could be a woman, you know, and I wish I could go back and not have any surgeries or medical transition or take any hormones, to be honest. Like, this transition has costed me so much of my health, both mental and physical, as well as certain relationships in my family. It costed me job opportunities. It costed me a career that I could have had. I don't know if you guys know it, but I do have like 2 master's degrees and I'm a CPA. And honestly, like, this whole transition and my whole like trying to be a woman thing completely derailed my life. And right now I have osteoporosis, scoliosis, I have a lump in my breast, I have 1-inch vagina, and yeah, so it's like I have no sex drive. I'm trying to do the transition. I'm taking testosterone injection at this point, but I can't grow any facial hair. Like, nothing is happening. I mean, obviously I still like wearing makeup and stuff, but makeup and hair does not make a woman. So I've been so delusional for all these years, and I just wish my family and friends weren't so supportive of my transition, you know, and I wish they sat me down and talked to me and said, like, are you sure? This is what you want to do? Maybe you'll grow out of this. I have so much to say, and all the things that I say are not going to be, like, perceived well by trans community, but I don't care. I'm leaving trans community. At this point, I identify as non-binary person. Any pronoun is fine. If you see me as a man, that's fine. You can call me he. If you see me as a woman, you shouldn't. I'm not a woman. I thought I was one, but I'm not. And, sorry, like, honestly, I just don't know what else to say. And I know some of you guys thought I was trans and you guys looked up to me maybe, and like, but I've made a huge mistake that I cannot take back. I completely miss my sex drive. I miss my penis, and I completely fucked up. Whatever, I sacrificed so much financially, and like, I've been through so much trying to get this approximation, like really bad approximation of female genitals, and that's what it is. And I've been delusional this time, but I didn't want to admit to myself because I did an irreversible change to my body, and I just had to roll with it because I had no other options. And unfortunately, the trans community has become very toxic. At this point, they've gone too far. Nobody, my opinion doesn't count because I'm the one.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
It's hour number two.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's hour number two of this live August 30th Tuesday broadcast. I take it as a badge of honor when people like Bill Maher attack us. It shows we're over the target.
24 things you don't know about me, Alex Jones. Like, I oppose abortion because I like to see suckers born every minute. I've been anally penetrated by aliens so many times, I carry lube. My theory is that the diary of Anne Frank is nothing more than a nasty Airbnb review. My go-to snack is onions and a handful of unmarked medication. I have a line of camouflage that works so well, I can't find it anywhere. In high school, I was voted most likely to secede. I believe the moon landing was real, but Knott's landing was fake. Knott's landing. My drag queen name is Misinformation.
To hour number two, about to start taking your phone calls. If you just joined us, a lot of stations do. Just carry the second, third, fourth hour. It's all over the news. Biden, the puppet president, the third administration of Joe Obama. Joe Obama's the real name, with Michael Obama up there, is set to give a speech Thursday that the right-wing are fascists that are about to totally take over and want to censor you and control you, but that's what the left is all doing. What is your response to this? Where you do you think it's all going? Here's some of the headlines that deal with this. Alex Jones predicts leftist false flag ops targeting Trump to derail re-election campaign. Video, Lindsey Graham warns of riots if criminal charges are brought against Trump. The media then runs that saying Trump's calling for riots. You read the article, he didn't call for riots. They're getting ready to stage something, ladies and gentlemen. 43% of Americans think civil war likely within a decade. The next U.S. civil war is already here. We just refuse to see it, says the London Guardian. Biden to deliver primetime address warning Americans' rights are under attack. And it goes on and on and on. We're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. The order they are received. Let's talk to Maverick in Oregon. Maverick, you're on the air.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you better know right now that you are under corporate siege. These people are coming for every last right you ever had, and you better get things right and right with God because your time is running out. You just picture an hourglass right now in your living room and just imagine all the time going out. That's the time we got left here to be free. In the home of the brave, because I live in the city that never stops rioting, the city that never stops capitulating, the city that never stops, sleeping. Portland is now just a safe haven for the criminal underworld and drug addicts and everything alike. And I just want to tell everyone right now that, it's your last chance. You better get right and get it right now, because your time's up and it's coming. Our time of reckoning is coming as humans, as God's children.
So. I agree. America is under judgment. So is the world.
Yep. And, Alex, I just pray every night. I pray for you. I pray for everybody. Let's come together. Let's build the real community. And that's us, America, freedom. Let's share it with the world.
Absolutely.
Let's take the world back.
Let's take the world back. It's the war for the world, the great reset, the war for the world. Maverick, incredible points. Thank you. Let's go to Tennessee. Let's talk to Tom in Tennessee. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Alex. You know, it's not a matter of preventing this. It's not a matter of avoiding it, because we're in the middle of it, man. And we can mitigate and we can organize. But we have to realize that we're at war, and we're in about 7 or 8 separate, totally separate asymmetric wars with these people.
Exactly. They hit you with a bunch of different wars. They admit that. And Steve Bannon said it yesterday. He said, the collapse is already here. There's no mitigating that it started. There's only mitigating how bad it's going to get. And the faster we wake up and say no to everything they're saying, turn back our pipelines, turn back on the coal power plants, that would fix so much just financially right there. But if you don't control the border, turn the power back on, stop the fentanyl, stop the pedophile drag queen story time, we don't have, stop the defunding of the police. If we don't stop all that, we're done.
Well, we can organize folks to get people into the war that they're most interested in, because a mother's going to be interested in education and protecting their children.
Yeah, talk about the 8 different, because I agree, it's about 8. You're dead on, brother. I tell you, you're really smart. Describe what asymmetrical warfare is first, and then describe some of the different wars that are happening.
All right. Well, an asymmetric war is an actual war, but it's totally unbalanced, and it's not recognized as well, because you've got an actual military kind of thing happening on the one side. On the other side, you've got usually far more people and far less weapons and far organization. So the wars were, the high level wars we're in are intelligence, public health, government, and finances. So within intelligence is everything from propaganda to what's happening with government agencies. You know, one thing that defines a dictatorship to me is executive orders. Executive orders equals dictatorship. So, public health, another very important one. Of course, we all know that.
And we see forced inoculation, medical IDs, education, brainwashing, turning kids against their parents, teaching kids they're evil because of what color they are. Absolutely. You just go down the line.
Yeah. And the other one, just to cascade down, it's economic attacks, big pharma, weather disasters with geoengineering been going on with the military for many years, election fraud, propaganda with the mainstream media, cyber attacks, food shortages, energy.
They're being hit from every side. And then the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group, Davos, brags they're doing it. They say we're doing this as part of a transition. Our enemies are admitting to it.
And what you've done, what InfoWars has done for many years, and your guys may not really think about this or have run into it, but you guys are using Reed's Law. Reed's Law of Communications. It's an MIT thing that came. It's the newest one after Metcalfe's Law. But Reed's Law says that you can take a totally distributed network, which meaning all the people that don't know each other, cities, I've never been to Spokane, you know, all of that. And you can combine them into actual networks if you offer two things. One is communications. The other one is coordination. And when you communicate and coordinate on a common goal, and that's the other rule.
And that's why they fear InfoWars. It's not me. It's this group we've built together. They fear this. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're building networks, and those networks, then when you've got those networks built, you can begin to use network strategies of communication.
So how do you know all this? Were you like in Army Special Operations, or how do you know all this?
No, it's just research for many years. I'm also in a company called CERTAS, and we're building support and command and control technologies for law enforcement. We're just now launching. And an amazing thing happened to me a year ago when last time I talked to you guys, we were working on a tool for the elections in 2020. And we never got it launched, and we didn't need it, as it turned out. But the amazing thing is, about a month before the elections, I called and talked to you, and during 2 minutes, you had me mention our URL twice. And we had 300,000 hits on our site within a day. Now, we've been spending a year getting ready for this, and I'm VP of research. I'm a lawyer, a former entertainer, as a matter of fact, and I'm retired. I'm 81 years old. I remember who Hopalong Cassidy is and Kukla Fran and Ollie and Amos and Andy. But I've been studying warfare for years, especially in the RAND Corporation and swarming and the kinds of things they do there. You know that thing you just played, the comedy thing with the ants? That's really key, because what InfoWars, your experience has been, first they've ignored you, then they've laughed at you, then they fought you, and then you win.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world. And if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit The Great Reset, The War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Vodies. ultimate turmeric formula.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yippee-yay!
Was amazing, and he had 5.5 minutes. But no matter how good the calls are, I'm never going to the next caller. We don't just give people a minute. So I'm going to try to take a lot of calls this segment. Jake in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Talk about Trump's blind spot.
That's right. Hey, Alex, I'm so happy to be on with the leader. I think you've been a leader a lot longer than the last year, by the way, at least since 2015, 2016, in my mind.
But, well, I only raise that because now it's recognized, but whatever resistance is left, that they say it publicly, they say it privately, it's a big responsibility, but it's recognized that this show, the callers, the guests, the crew, it's not just me. We are recognized as a leader. You are recognized as a leader, Jake.
Well, it would depend on who you asked, I suppose. At what time? But anyways, Trump's blind spot. Okay, there's a couple things we can all agree on. The vaccine, still taking victory laps on that. Outrageous. Ivanka and Jared, also a problem. The pardons, disconcerting. But one thing I think that we gloss over frequently is the Las Vegas incident, the shooting. And what came out of that? For example, Sandy Hook, Uvalde, Columbine, all these things are still floating, percolating, bubbling up in popular culture.
Well, that's right. They don't want us to question Sandy Hook, that had a lot of questions, or Uvalde, the state police head, says it's a cover-up. They don't know what happened. Same thing with Vegas. They still don't know what happened. Exactly.
But nobody really talks about it. And what was the outcome? The outcome was banning bump stocks. Like, bump stocks caused that that horrible tragedy, and now it's emboldened the ATF to raid citizens to come in with warrantless searches on
without warrants. Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. They don't want us looking into these mass shootings.
That happened under Trump, and Trump came out against the bump stocks. It boggles my mind. But basically, there are a couple of really interesting artifacts that have been allowed to remain in the social media landscape, and those are from Dan Bilzerian. And when he's questioned about this, when this topic comes up on various podcasts like Full Send, they shut him down immediately. I think it would be a great piece for you and him to get together and discuss.
I agree. The crew should try to get Dan Bilzerian on the show. It'd be huge. Thank you, Jake. Let's talk to Phil. Phil in Washington. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Welcome.
My concern is you speak a lot about, if they put you in jail or prison or they try to kill you. Do you think your listeners, I am a listener, should be wary of that or of a free crime because of the
absolutely
way you're
labeled? Absolutely. They're going to put everybody on new lockdowns with a social credit score ID system. So we're all becoming prisoners. We're fighting the New World Order because it's about making us all prisoners, regardless of what show you listen to. They want to make everybody a prisoner. Conservatives, Christians, liberals, populists, communists, black, white, doesn't matter.
Speaking of prisoners, I have had my freedom taken away and I have been locked up, so I know what it's like. And some of your listeners, I don't know if they actually know what that is like. Try being locked in your bathroom with a toilet and a sink and relying on everybody else to bring you food, whatever. I mean, it's a big deal. And the only thing better than freedom is being freed. That's what I realized about being locked up. It's been since 2007 for me, but I know what it's like.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Anything else you want to add? He's gone. All right. Marky in New York. Marky, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, I can't believe I got through. I just want to say one thing about Trump. Just keep in mind the population we're dealing with and that he can't just throw that whole, chunk of voters out that are still, diehard for the vaccine. And I was going to try to get a hold of you in late June, early July about you know, the only way that they could really indict him is by admitting the vaccine was bad. And I can't believe that they're doing it now.
But the Democrats push forced inoculation and making the military and kids take it. Trump's against that. He should come out completely against it now. That's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do, and I'll tell you what, if DeSantis is on a whole different, you know, bubble than Trump, I'm going to be voting for him, absolutely. Another thing I wanted to bring up, I'm not sure if you remember your dreams or not. I know this sounds funny. I have experience with astral projection for years, and I believe you had a dream in around June 25th, and I connected with you. I know that sounds crazy, but if you remember your dreams, I'd go ahead and explain it. And if not, then I won't.
Some dreams are a war game in your brain. Others are your spirit going out, interfacing with other spirits. So tell me what you saw.
So, it was in Texas. It wasn't familiar to me. It was familiar to you. And it was like at a park or something like that, but it was, there was small pebble gravel kind of paved path, like around some trees. I only saw a little bit of it. I was sitting up on this electric box, maybe. You had like a gathering or something, and you were looking around, and you were glad that people were there, but you were still worried. And I talked to you, and I got your attention, and you looked up at me, and I said, hey, you know, I just said, I love you, and I grabbed you by your big old face, and I just gave you a smooch, and then I left. And I think it was around the time that you woke up, because it was probably around like 4 or 5 o'clock, but I'm an hour ahead of you.
Well, I'll say this. My most important work is done when I'm sleeping. It's amazing. I dream. Most people dream in the end of like a 7-8 hour cycle. I dream from the minute I go to sleep constantly, 100% the entire time. And so I hear what you're saying. That's heavy stuff, Maureen. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Sid in Washington. Sid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, little birdie. I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum, building giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. How long do I have to put up with these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They got green-looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan. We want to kill babies. I have them on video. Thanks to Alex Jones. And God bless you today. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for an amazing Armageddon.
Hold on, Sid. This is too good. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to sing the whole song when we come back. That song's had like 100 million views. They take it down everywhere. What do they even call that song? It's Bon Iver, Alex Jones?
Look, it's Sid Canoe, Bitch Shoot, Brighty on. It's time to take over. You know, the Trump love hate reaching new depths as he hangs up on the Vax Info calls, and you inspired it as Death Jabs Incorporated goes on. It's coming to a head. The Battle of Armageddon.
Sid, we're on radio, so we got 15 minutes ads an hour, 14 minutes. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back to you. People ask me, why do you have so many breaks? We're still on hundreds of radio stations. We're the old media. It's how we stayed on the air when they took us off the internet, because we still had hundreds of radio affiliates. We love them. So we got to work with these folks, and we love them. So very soon, I'm going to start a podcast 3-4 days a week that is commercial free. So look for that with calls, everything else that's coming. But Sid, don't hang up. I want you to sing us the Bon Iver, Alex Jones song when we come back from the start, then we'll get your point. Stay with us. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out, so thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Nobody. Nobody's got callers this amazing. Sid in Washington began to sing that Bon Iver song. It's been out about 6 years. That had like 30 million views on YouTube, 50 million views on Facebook. They took it down. Got re-uploaded. It's got like 10 million views last time I checked it. Something like 8 million views on Twitter. I don't even pay attention to it. I just see it everywhere. We're talking 100 million people conservatively have heard this song. They put this song on Spotify 2 years ago for about 3 months. It had over 100 million listens or downloads, and then they took it off Spotify. But everybody else, I say everybody, thousands of people I know of have gone on and redone the song. And so Sid called in and was singing the song live over the phone, and it sounded so, it sounded like he was playing a guitar at the same time. So Sid, take over right now and perform it for us.
All right, Alex, but you know you got to let me do it my way. Yeah, I entered that contest. That was one of my ultimate videos. It was on your site for some time, got 3,000 views. Thank you for that, but I'm the most banned, most canceled. I was kicked off the air for using the G word in the year 2000, and I was Sid Canoe back then. But I predicted all this. I sent you the resume 5 years ago saying every life on Earth depends on this, that it could be Rwanda times Bosnia to the 10th power in the United States if we don't listen to the people who are studying the Bible about this Battle of Armageddon, how the masses will be restless under their restraints. And then what you're going to see is literal vampire pot-belly goblins are running around coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice hell itself rising up against us, people pouring in, millions of the very worst kind. Now, Alex, I'm actually not upset about it. I have predicted this because I stand on the shoulders of greats. We have been knowing this. No, I'll read you something real quick. The thing that's going to happen, the crisis will be reached when the hitherto upholders of the law shall become violators of the law and resistors of the will of the majority as expressed by the ballot. Fear for the future will goad the well-meaning masses to desperation, and anarchy will result when socialism fails. Written by
all right, Sid, I appreciate your call. I wanted you to play the song. You did an okay job, and I appreciate you, but we can't get to the next amazing caller. Who knows what's about to happen next? We don't take these calls. In fact, I'm tempted. During the break, I went to the bathroom and got a cup of coffee. And I'm like, man, I should just have like a 3-hour show every night where I don't talk and I just take calls. Because our callers, in fact, I'm doing it. We've already got it all set up. We've been ready for a while. We've had so much going on. We're going to launch a new show very soon that's like where I cover a few articles and then we take 3 hours of calls without me even commenting, basically. That's my goal, because it is the listeners that are incredible. Let's talk to Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Let me first say that your crew is amazing. That Invasion of the Body Snatchers video that was in there is just truly amazing.
That's about 6 years old, but yeah, that was Darren McBreen. That's a powerful video.
Yeah, and all of your video, all of the clips, it takes a lot of time to put those together. They're amazing. So what I want to say basically is this, is that yesterday you had a guest on who really pretty much spelled it out, that these people want to turn humans into biomechanisms that they can control. Like,
well, Klaus Schwab has said that. Yeah, that was Dr. Lee Merritt. What's incredible is they admit it, I mean, on international TV.
Yeah, they admit it, and they're very bold about it, and they are very arrogant about it, because they think that it's just so unbelievable, nobody's going to believe it. It's just too science fiction for this planet, so they're just going to throw it at us. But something she said that really stands out, and this is where I believe that the Bible and Jesus's messages comes in, is that they live off of our misery. They just throw anything that they can at us as long as we're miserable, as long as we're full of hate and anger.
Well, there's even a Star Trek episode where this alien comes on board and has the humans and Klingons fighting with each other just to get the spiritual pain. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, and there's also a Disney movie, I think it's Monsters, Inc., where the monsters live off of everybody's hate.
Their fear.
So it really is just pretty simple. And Jesus' message was to love God, love your neighbor, but not love like the Disney movie love. This is love like a power. This is like a love like
a
force.
No, I agree. When
energy,
I hate
like
my enemies, I'm not powerful. But when I am sad for them but overcome them, I'm strong. Incredible points. Thank you, Paul. Brandon in California, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome, man. Just want to plug X2 real quick. It's amazing. I haven't been sick in years. If there's one thing anybody gets, that's it. Yeah, here in California, I travel all around Southern California. Haven't really met too many Biden supporters, maybe 1 out of 100. Still seeing masks.
Oh, yeah, they don't even exist. It's a total fraud. Wait, you're telling me that Biden didn't win the election?
I'm pretty sure they'll never let California go. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like the Gascon, they just threw that out. And I haven't met anybody that, you know, wasn't against that guy. So, it's unfortunate. California is pretty much, seems hopeless at this point to even, you know, I think
I saw where Ozzy Osbourne's leaving because of the crime in California.
Yep.
And he's going to the UK, which he has an even higher crime rate.
Yeah, I think he's probably just going to go hide out in the middle of nowhere. That's, you know, he's probably, I think he wants to die in England. That's where he's from, so.
Well, that's what he said, but my point is that they wrecked the system and they go hide from what they've done. Henry Ford wasn't a perfect person, but he got, we're going to pay our employees triple what other people do to build an economy so they can buy the damn car. But see, that's Americanism versus globalism. Globalism just says we're going to kill your ass. Well, we're going to fight back against that. Like, they want to kill us? What do they think trying to kill off 7 million people is going to do? They may get 90% of us in the process, but the other 10% are pissed off and motivated. They're going to get Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I agree. And I know, doesn't California have the most electoral votes? I mean, I just don't see them ever giving the state up. And I don't see them ever giving the state up. And
no, I mean, California's fallen. It's very sad. It's an amazing state. Thank you, Brandon. All right, let's talk to Dean in Iowa. Dean, you're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. How's it going?
We're in the middle of the fight now, brother.
You betcha. All right, I'll try and paraphrase here and be quick. So, all right, I'm going to cite my things here as well, my documents. First of all, if you go back to March of 2020, March 26th specifically, there was a patent put in place on the website, patentscope.wipo.int. That patent number is WO2020060606. That's a cryptocurrency system using body activity
data. Yeah, that's the Bill Gates cryptocurrency system.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, good. Just getting some background information. That is a Microsoft technology script there. Okay, jump forward to this summer. On the World Economic Forum, they have an intelligence-fueled approach to content moderation, and that is just, it, quote-unquote, baked-in artificial human intelligence devices. And then that just ties into humans operating with the servers through 5G. Now,
yeah, that's
jump
us.
Forward
that's us submitting to their programming, becoming biological
100%.
Slaves.
Right. So I have a little bit more here. So go forward now to the Inflation Reduction Act and what was hid in that, which was the so-called CHIPS and Science Act. Now, what did they give to the CHIPS and Science Act? $76 billion. So if you chase that down and see who... You know, they gave $76 billion to the chips people. So who are the chips people? That's Intel, other processing folks like that. So if you see who owns most stocks in these types of things, like Intel, who owns Intel, excuse me, while they, of course, trade through everything else, just like everybody else, through NASDAQ. So then if you look forward into that, who has the most shares into NASDAQ? Well, Meta companies, Facebook, they're fourth on the list. But number one is Hut 8 Mining Corporation.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, it starts shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Lies! Lies!
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We met some people that I've never met. We want some answers and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist threat.
Studio next hour, I'll tell you about in a little while. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. So, Dean, finish up your point about COVID tyranny.
You bet. So, all right. So, I've worked on these campuses, actually one the largest data campus on the planet in Iowa. I've seen these buildings. I've been in these buildings. These are the largest data farms, like I said, on the planet, definitely in the country. All these vaccines, everything is tied into collecting all this information to put into these servers. That's where why they got paid the $76 billion. It was a parts order, a PO basically, to store that information of the people of the planet to basically create duplicates or copies in the future if needed.
Sure, so they've outsourced NSA. They've outsourced NSA spying.
Oh, 100%. This goes down to, like I think you said before, the molecular level. They can tell what's in your body. What's your body temperature? Where'd you go yesterday? What are you planning on doing? Why, how come you're, you know, you got nervousness? Why is your body temp going up? We can tell that you're lying to us. It goes way
way deep, and I've seen it firsthand, tangible. Like this, there isn't another chip coming. There isn't another round of vaccines potentially coming. I don't believe it's already there. People have put it into their body. It's already the ball's rolling.
That's right. That's the interface. It's the graphene oxide. Thank you, Dean. Jeff in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. 50,000 watts of unstoppable power. I'll tell you, the first time I heard you, when I bought a radio from a garage sale or stereo, a boombox, and a guy was putting out a small broadcast. It'd go like 10 miles. So anyway, I thought that was pretty awesome. And so I've been listening to you, and I was thinking about my dad and how Trump reacted to, you know, you don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it, you know.
Well, that's directly from Trump. He said, fine, if you don't like what I've done, I don't want to hear from you again.
Right. Well, my dad is Trump's age, maybe a year older. He's not Trump, but he's been successful and all that, really smart. All my family, first cousins and all my family, I mean, I went to a family reunion or just a get-together, and they were, like, really worried about me, about not getting a shot, right? And I'm like, well, it's not FDA approved. You know, if it gets FDA approved, I might get it. You know, and they were thinking I was going to die. And then my sweet young sister had a major stroke.
Wow.
You know, and they are still, what do they call it? Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
You know, yeah. And I looked that up and I kind of, yeah, figured it out. I mean, I heard that term one time, you know, or whatever. And it's just, it's really, it's not good. It's not a good deal. So I love everybody. You know, I still get around my family. It's not a falling out or anything, you know, but, I mean,
but they got Stockholm syndrome. Your baby sister got super sick from this and they're still pushing it.
Coma for 6 months and God bless her. She's up and about now.
Wow.
She had two operations.
Well, if she takes another shot, she's dead as a doornail. Was it Moderna or Pfizer?
I don't know. You know, I don't know that. I was thinking about that. I don't know. I just can't get that close to them. I just don't bring it up around family. I still go around them. You know, I'm not my mom even. And
that's so sad. Well,
God,
they just can't face that their government's been hijacked and is out to get them. Thank you, Jeff. God bless you. Let's talk to Michigan. Let's talk to Stoney in Michigan. Stoney, go ahead.
Hi, you know what? We got 350,000 or more people that are out of power here since, about 3 o'clock yesterday. And, it's given me a little opportunity here to read a few books. I want to promote, your book, which I'm still waiting for in the mail, but, The Real Anthony Fauci. I was reading it by candlelight and that was good. I got you plugged in to a little jumpstart thing here. Now, the reason I was calling is also, you know, I got a neighbor that's got a generator, and I was pricing these generators. And I'm thinking, okay, that's great, as long as you got gas, you know.
Well, that's why the answer is one of these big propane tanks. Those can go a year, but, yeah, everybody needs to get prepared.
Oh, I mean, I lived up on a reservation for 22 years. We always had propane, and I'll tell you what, in Michigan, I don't know how many outages I've seen. Now I'm hearing a beeping going on in my house. I don't know where it's coming from, but this is really frustrating.
Oh, the smart meters are tracking everything you do.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. It's like a high-pitched beep, and there's no electricity in the house. And also, I got your radio, you know, your portable radio I ordered. That has come in handy for me here, you know, because I had no information at all last night from anybody, you know. And actually, they did not even talk about a tornado in Richmond And if you look that up online, there was a tornado, and it was super huge. And
they are assaulting civilizations, Tony. But we got God, we're together, Tony. We love you. Thank you. Spread the word about the broadcast. The coordinates of resistance are Infowars.com. Unbelievable. Let me explain this. We would not even been able to fund our operation if it wasn't for the book, The Great Reset and The War for the World. We sold like 5,000 unsigned books, 15,000 signed books. The books are selling out today. We are here for hours a day signing these books. They're beginning to ship today. It'll take a week or two to get them all out. If you ordered a month ago, that was a pre-order. They're shipping out today. And so just as the orders come in, the books are being sent out. Thank you so much. But what we do have in stock that I don't have to sign is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X-Tube, Ultra 12. Those are in stock. But as soon as this show's over today, for 3 hours, well, I've got an interview after this, but after the interview, I'm going to sit there and sign over 1,000 books today. We signed a few thousand. We've got 15,000 books to sign, and I'm going to get those suckers signed. And I appreciate your support in the fundraiser. That's all coming up. Mike in New York, thanks for holding your on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking the call. Just wanted to start off by letting you know I just mixed up my daily health cocktail of vitamin mineral fusion X2 with my BioTrue Selenium. Feeling good. And wanted to get into the whole Trump thing. So something that I haven't heard mentioned, seems like everybody's coming close to this, but the issue with Trump, as we know, is the man has a massive ego. He's rare, if ever, to admit that he's done something wrong, especially when he believes in it. Now, the reason why I think he's so steadfastly holding to this is a touch of the Stockholm Syndrome cognitive dissonance. Because he's not only been championing this and helping to create it, but he's also taken this vaccine. And that's the key point of this, is that he's injected his own self with this, taken the booster. I'm assuming most of his family, if not all of his family, has already taken this as well. He is not going to turn around.
Oh, I know he's not. And again, he's a scared of germs. He's a famous germaphobe. Roger Stone confirmed that for me. But then he'll take something Big Pharma concocted?
Oh, absolutely. It makes no sense. But that's what I think the key is that he's not only just helped to push this, but he's also taken it. And this guy's not going to turn around and say that he's...
So what do we do? What do we do, Mike?
...something deadly. I think that we should, if you support Trump... You should support Trump and just either get over the fact that he's not
going to... I hear you. Thank you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. But we've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. Get up!
When the caller raised it in front of this song, it's a song about 50,000 watts of unstoppable power. We'll play that in the next segment. There were special guests we'll announce in studio coming up next segment. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Brandon in California, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good, brother.
Just want to say I love your show. Buy all the products, got the book, got the DVD on the way. I take the supplements regularly. You know, and I follow Anomaly on Twitter. I think I had him on the show before. You should consider bringing him on again, man. He posted recently an executive order that was signed by Trump, in September of 2019. And this is 2 months before people started faking their deaths in Wuhan. And this executive order was to, it's September 19th, 2019. I don't know if you can have the crew pull it up and put it on the screen, but this executive order was to modernize the influenza vaccine in case of a pandemic. And in my opinion, I think the man was setting up warp speed right there in front of us. And, you know, the people we're dealing with, Alex, are a generation removed from the same people who assassinated a president in broad daylight at a parade in Texas. So if we're sitting here thinking that Trump is really a threat to these people, I think we need to reconsider everything, especially based off this executive order. And, you know, I'm looking for like a DeSantis Gabbard. It's time for us to come together, you know, look at your loved ones that voted for Biden, hug them, tell them you were wrong, you know, and that it's just time we all come together and find us a real leader to take back this country. Because,
well, it's true that Trump energized the left. And the left doesn't care now, though. They have this will to destroy America, but I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your call, Brandon. Melinda in Oregon, last caller of this segment. Go ahead, Melinda.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. I'm a little muffled because I'm way out in the middle of the forest of
Oregon.
You
sound great. You sound awesome.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of a different take on the Trump situation, I guess, with the vaccine, just because I've read through Revelation like 3 times in the last 30 days. And what I'm finding is that, of course, I'm sure you already know that the vaccine itself is pharmakia, which is the translation for magic or spells. And we get that for our pharmacy, right? And what I'm finding is that it says that the light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's most important people. By their magic spell, all the nations were led astray. So in my eyes, what I'm getting is that these people aren't going to see it, okay? So Trump, not that everybody's a lost cause, of course it took it, but there are going to be a lot of people, they are not going to have the eyes to see this at this point. So praying for them, of course, is obviously our best line of defense, but what I'm finding as far as America goes, it's falling under the Whore of Babylon. So we know that the Whore of Babylon is described as a woman on many waters with a golden cup in her hand, drawing in the multitudes of different languages, right? And we have the angel saying, why are you so amazed? I'm going to tell you the secret about her, right? And it says that she will be punishment. So the angel carried him away into the spirit, and he saw the woman sitting on the beast. And it was said that that she would be destroyed. So because of her sexual sins and because she led the whole world astray, basically. And with Trump, we're finding that he falls under that whole merchant thing, right? And so it says the merchants who became rich from selling from her will be afraid of her suffering and will stand far away. So they're going to run. They're not going to hold up for us. They're not going to, you know, follow.
Melinda, incredible call. Thank you. Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
At the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
In 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
You all will have implants.
Around 2030, I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy. This new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
And you have been at the forefront of this fast implementation of the new innovative drive. The second difference of the fourth industrial revolution is that it is not just one technology. People say sometimes, yes, it's a digital revolution. No, it's not just a digital revolution. It is many other areas. It's brain research, nanotechnology, and I could go on and on. The life sciences and so on. It's a fusion of the physical, the digital, and the biological world. That's really the essence of the fourth industrial revolution. Now, the third change is the fact
So this is a systems revolution. It is not so much a product revolution where you bring out new products or create new services. It is changing existing systems. Just think of Uber or Airbnb or of shared economy. It is not a new product, I repeat, but it's a system as such which is changed. It doesn't just change what we are doing. If you look at the first three revolutions, it made us more productive. It helped us to communicate faster, to communicate with more people, to help us in our consumption patterns and so on. But the fourth industrial revolution is actually changing ourselves. It's changing not only what we are doing, it's changing who we are.
But it's also equity that goes hand in hand with self-interest everywhere in the world. Because if we don't solve those equity problems, we're all going to be affected. And that's what it means when we say it is now a global commons issue. Equity and self-interest come together when we want to solve the water problem, just like when we want to solve the problem of the climate crisis. They go hand in hand. And that shift in thinking is also necessary. Equity is everyone's interest, everyone's self-interest, everywhere in the world.
Can I add something just based on what you've just said? That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
According to Pfizer's very limited human trials, 87% of pregnant mothers lost their babies after receiving the shot. And for those who survived the deadly shot and are able to reproduce, their offspring's DNA is now forever mutated. There is now irrefutable proof that the mRNA vaccines are a deadly toxin. Aside from the relentless, debilitating spike protein that's keeping everyone who has been jabbed sick, the vaccines contain metals. Metals that have been observed to self-assemble outside of the body. And most disturbingly, metals that assemble inside of the body. Studies show that these metals are found in the blood of 94% of those who have received a COVID vaccine. And these mysterious conglomerates of metal make their final appearance in the dead. All over the world, coroners are now finding that the arteries of the vaccinated have been clogged with mysterious growths, non-organic masses made up of conductive metals such as aluminum, sodium, and tin. This is what's most likely causing all the organ failure and heart attacks. Heart attacks in our children.
2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that it's anxiety, oh, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed, so it gets labeled as anxiety.
According to the whistleblowers, the doctors are lying about the vaccine deaths to make a few thousand bucks. Is that why Trump has been pushing the deadly shots, killing our own children for a measly $1 million? Now that the truth about the deadly COVID vaccines is finally starting to break free, the mainstream media is shifting their narrative and blaming it all on President Trump. And they've already laid the groundwork back in 2016 when the herd was told to believe that Trump is literally Hitler.
We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
You might argue that Trump is innocent, but he doesn't. He brags of all the lives he has saved, and the herd will believe what they are told to believe.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is, so everybody go get your shot.
It works incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well. It's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number relatively, but people that do get it get better much quicker. That's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine, yes, I would have died.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average step on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth because nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I gotta tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that's in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Mark Moss and Alex Fesky are our guests here for the balance of the hour, and they've got a book dealing with the communist takeover and how the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab is just repackaged communism, the Uncommunist Manifesto. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. So, guys, good to have you here with us. Mark Moss, I'm going to be on your show later today. Right. Your speaker, educator, host of the Mark Moss Radio Show and podcast, and you've got your sidekick, Alex Fesky, here with us today. So much to cover, so much to get into. Ultra-rich promoting communism, what's that all about?
Well, we just figured that, you know, the Communist Manifesto is a book that's been so pervasive it just won't die. It's become one of the most read books in both political science and economics, which is saying something, especially how bad it is. And the ideas just won't seem to go away. And we wanted to kind of dig into why that is, why it's so appealing, why it's so wrong. And we think if we could highlight it, most people would realize how bad it is. Whereas today we kind of have these people like the leaders of BLM saying, we're trained Marxists. But have we really understood what that is? And so that was kind of the purpose behind the book.
Wasn't that communism's big trick in the last 20 years to say it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
And they roll the whole thing out?
Yeah, they just want to rebrand it, put some lipstick on it, call it something different. Now it's stakeholder capitalism. Now it's equity. But it's the exact same idea. It's just continually tried different.
And the Russians could never take over. The Chinese couldn't take over under communism. But they're taking over under this now. So break down the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and why your book exposes that.
Yeah, so we want to expose the ideas, and really what it is it's collectivism. So it's instead of having individuals that can think for themselves, that have free will, that can have ideas and creativity, they want it to be under the guise of collectivism. And through collectivism, they can take over all the means of control, all the means of education, all the means of production, and then control people like they're automatons as opposed to being individual people. And so what we did is instead of trying to appeal to that lower level of people saying, hey, it's not your fault. You're a victim. You can't get ahead because you're oppressed. You need us to come and save you. The book instead highlights the opposite of that, which is like, no, you have things to offer. You have intellectual capacity. You have ideas. You can get ahead. You can think for yourself. And so it's really a message of hope, I guess.
And that's why they're trying to shut down economies and create a big Clark and Piven operation, is they want people to be desperate to accept this new revolution.
Yeah, they want to break down the family, they want to break down the church, they break down the community, and even break down you. So you don't have any safety net, you don't have anybody you can depend on, and so then the only savior is the state, you depend on the state. And we've seen this tried over.
Which wants to depopulate you.
Which,
I want to kill you, so let me take control of your life.
Yeah, and so we see that. So Karl Marx started attacking the family. Saying that the family is only for the means of production, the rich, they don't care about the women, they should be community property, all of these things. And again, just tearing that down. Today, of course, now it's an attack on the family, the same. Now it's even an attack on unborn children, right? And so it's the same ideas, just recycled.
Well, lay out your book then. This is important stuff.
Yeah, jump in, Alex.
Well, when we set out to write the book initially, what we struggled with taking the original Communist Manifesto and just tearing apart point by point. And we decided not to do that because it's easy to rebut Marx's points. I mean, first of all, he just contradicts himself every second paragraph. But secondly, he bases all of his ideology on premises about people that he doesn't understand. So he thinks that, you know, some magical class called the bourgeoisie, you know, the supposed rich or the propertied class, just blanket the enemy. So what does that actually mean? Does that mean if I was born to a father who has a shoe shop, now I should have that taken from me? Like, who are
they're attacking upper mobility. They're saying the fact that you can become successful, that's evil.
Correct.
You want to freeze everybody in their lower class.
Correct. It's easier to bring everyone down to the same level of equality than it is to allow people to rise up, because that's messy. So if you're a central planner, think about it. Do you want a bunch of people, you know, running around and...
No, if you're a feudal lord fighting the Renaissance, you don't want a big enlightenment. You want to suppress people.
Correct. That's it. This is just the modern version of it. That's it. And I think it's even more stupid than what happened in the feudal times, because at least in the feudal times, the noblemen were the actual warriors and things like that. Today, who are these people? They're morons in the bank.
Well, exactly. The old days, the noblemen had to go out and like fight foreign armies exactly. And kill people. They don't have to do anything now.
Now they just sit there and, you know, you pay for everything. You, fight. You pay the taxes, you lose your money on inflation, and you own nothing, and you're supposed to be happy.
I think there's a couple ideas in the book that are very relevant for today's time, and one of them specifically is that the book highlighted the struggle between two arbitrary classes, the rich and the poor. And today's cultural or neo-Marxism pits everybody against everybody. So now it's black against white, gay against straight, male against female, etc. And so we're all at each other's throats, we're all at each other's necks, and so it's the same ideas. And so if you can kind of peel that back and see what their strategy is, what their plan is, you can understand that a little bit better. So I think that's a big key, and we want to say that, no, look, this isn't the case. Like, we're all individuals struggling against the collectivists trying to pull us into groups.
I agree. We've got powerful elites using collectivism.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the John Birch Society is that it's elite, powerful groups running communism.
That's exactly right. Trying to use this as a way to gain momentum and to gain power. Another real powerful, and this is maybe one of the more powerful ideas in the book that I think everybody could benefit from, is that today you see a lot of people might see the same problems in the world today, but one group thinks that more government or a different government or a better government might be the answer, and some people recognize that no, government is actually the problem. And so what we do is we kind of break down politics and we say, look, capitalism is not a political modality. Capitalism is just natural emergent order. We naturally want to become more efficient with resources that we have.
And buy what's the best.
And so we know that resources are limited. And so, right, I might carry one rock at a time. Then I invent a wheelbarrow to move 10 rocks at a time. And that's just capitalism. And capitalism always exists. Even in communist societies, there's black markets, in prisons, in preschools, kids are trading chips for sodas, right? So there's always capitalism happening. And politics, socialism being left, fascism being right, doesn't matter. It's all collectivism. And politics is always like a parasite trying to drain off the resources of capitalism. And if you think of it as a parasite should tries to attack the host without killing the host. But maybe through the Russian experiment, it killed the host. Maybe through Germany, it killed the host. In China, it almost killed the host, and they brought a little capitalism back in, and now China's still kind of getting along. And I think if people can...
That's right. They give enough capitalism to make it survive.
Enough capitalism to keep it, to let it survive. So it's almost like that parasite isn't killing the host. And I think we have some diagrams in the book that lay this out visually. And I think if people can understand that, hopefully they can understand that it's not politics or different governments that are the answer, or more government. It's actually less government, government being the problem.
It's just crazy, though, how you see the ultra-rich pushing communist programs. It's so obvious they're creating monopolies.
Well, that's the thing that communism creates, is that it wants to remove the competitive nature of a free market. So when you step out of the way, you actually, nature doesn't have any monopolies. Like if nature had monopolies, there'd be just the lion or just one form of species. What ends up happening is you end up getting fair competition in nature where you have this kind of dynamic equilibrium. Now, what we do with politics is we create one central monopoly through either a central bank or a government. And then that kind of skews the game. So imagine playing a game of poker where you've got eight other players on the table and one of the people can make whatever bet they want. And every time they lose, if they go all in, they just get some extra chips and they can just continually play. And in doing so, what ends up happening, all the other players in the game, instead of playing a good poker game, they actually build alliances instead with the person who's getting the free chips. And then all of a sudden, the game doesn't function on merit.
It's well, that's a perfect analogy. Let's talk about that when we come back. Oligopolies, rigged systems, combines, straight ahead with our guest. Stay with us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews, because it's worked great for me.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the rich and powerful of the world want monopolies. They're pushing communism. Mark Moss is a speaker and educator, host of the Mark Moss Radio Show and podcast. YouTube, Mark Moss. One, Mark Moss on Twitter. Radio, Mark Moss, iHeart.com. And you've got your co-author here, Alex, here with us, who's written this great new book that I can't wait to read. The Uncommunist Manifesto. So explain to people how the power elite are funding communism and why they're doing it, and then in contemporary terms with the Great Reset and where all this is going.
Well, they're funding it through taking over the means of production, which has always been the original method, right? So it's taking over the means of production. And so, as Klaus Schwab would say, as kind of the reincarnated Karl Marx, he talks about the public-private partnership. And so they're using it through the commercial bank. So in the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx lays out 10 points of communism, what it takes to install communism. Of course, number 5 on that is central bank, controlling the means of credit and money. And so they've taken over control of credit and money, and they've created this organizational chart with the BIS at the top. And then using the BIS, the IMF, and the World Bank, they use monetary policy to now push these agendas.
Which is the SEGs.
The ESG, right?
ESG.
Exactly. So like as Mark Carney said, companies that don't adopt these ESG narratives will be, as he said, quote unquote, economic roadkill. And so they're forcing companies to comply, and that's kind of the public-private side. So on the public side, on the company side, the private side, they're using these ESG narratives and mandates to control the businesses. And then on the other side, we have the social credit score system, like the Chinese system that's going all across the United States, North America, Europe, developed world. Even I saw Canada is now putting these into place. And so that's controlling the people. And so using these systems of control, then they can extract wealth. And I think that's really what the system does. It's found the best way to extract the most amount of wealth and exert the most amount of power and control, again, without control.
And what's incredible is they sell it as for the people, but communism creates hellholes.
Communism creates hellholes because of incentive systems.
Exactly. The incentive. So if you want to equalize everyone, and this is always the flaw of communism, and we're watching a video here just before it started where they're talking about, we want to do it right this time, a global commons, and we want to make sure we don't make the same mistakes as last time. It's like, how many times do you need to try and create an equal class of people?
And again, they're not even trying. They know that's all a lie.
Well, they do.
They all fly on private jets while saying you can't have air conditioning.
Correct, because some class of people needs to be the ones who mandate and set the rules. This is what communism always does. All sorts of collectivism does is equalizes everybody to be just some dumb, blind lemming, you know, like an NPC, and then some basically decreed ruling class. Because I just want to make one point here is that there is a place for good leaders. Like there is a place for good business leaders, good entrepreneurs, and good leaders naturally rise up and they lead people. There is no place for authority by decree, which is how the world functions today. It's people who have unearned authority. They have authority just because someone
like Prince Charles. He's pushing all this.
He is, and he came out of nowhere, and he's back talking about AIDS all of a sudden. Now he's pushing the whole climate change thing. And so they're pushing these narratives that they continue to push down our throats and meant to control us, and really through scaring us, right, through fear tactics, which, again, back to the original Communist Manifesto, was the poor. The poor, you'll never get ahead. Fear.
So how do we counter these people?
So I think the way we counter these people is exactly through the work that you're doing, right? We counter these people with the fight fire with fire, if you will. So if you look at the way when communism really seemed to fall in the 70s and the 80s as the USSR fell, it kind of went underground. And it went underground and it kind of resurfaced in the American institutions. And
as environmentalism and wokeism.
Environmentalism and through the colleges, right? And so now the professors there are teaching Marxism and so forth. And so I think we fight fire with fire. We counter it with the same thing through education. I believe that truth wins, that good ideas win because they're better, which is of course why they try to censor us. They know that their ideas can't win. They know the only way they can win is through censorship. And so we have to continue to shine the light on them, continue to expose them, and can continue to provide better alternatives, better ideas.
I mean, to add to that, if we want to understand how to defeat them, you need to know your enemy, right? So a lot of people run around, they talk about communism, but they haven't even read the Communist Manifesto. So I'm going to read out a couple points. Marx has like his 10 commandments in the Communist Manifesto. So point number one, abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purpose. So yes. Abolition of private property.
So just stopping right there, Karl Marx says that
you'll own nothing and like it.
You'll own nothing and like it. He says, if I summarize communism in one statement, it would be the abolition of private property. Like Klaus Schwab saying, you'll own nothing and be happy. It's the same thing.
But Leonardo DiCaprio and Klaus Schwab fly around and run it all.
Right. They're allowed to have it. That's it. So it's one class who gets, the other class who doesn't own anything. Second, a heavy, progressive, or graduated income tax. Third, the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four, the confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels. So if you don't like it and you want to leave, well, all your stuff is ours.
Yeah.
So
or
all of these
rebel
things. And the problem is, and this is one thing that drives me crazy, is people point to, you know, America and this and that and say, oh, see, capitalism is failing. None of this is capitalist. Like, we have a progressive...
No, they're trying to make the system fail.
Correct.
They say this is a transition. Turn off the coal, turn off the gas, turn off the infrastructure, collapse the borders. Like, it's not working. Right. Well, they're making it not work.
Right. They're forcefully making it not work. But the one thing that we have, and there's that meme that says, who radicalized you? And it's like, you did, the state did. And what we're seeing is a lot of people who thought they were liberals or thought they were Democrats are all of a sudden going, wait a minute, I see what's happening here. I see what's happened in my hometown. I don't like this. I no longer want these policies. And it's because they never really thought through where this really goes. And to the point that Alex was making, 7 of the 10 points of communism are in the U.S. So when people say, wait a minute, capitalism is what's failed. Capitalism doesn't work. Maybe we should try something different. It's like, no, 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 no. We have communism now. If you don't like it, this is what it is.
And the biggest piece of proof is Amazon, Google, none of them even pay 1% tax, but I pay 40%. They literally wrote this to screw us.
Yeah, and so that's part of what we talk about in the book as well, is that we want this permeable system where people can move up in society, but what we also need is where people can fall back down through society. But through the fiat money system that we have today, the Amazons of the world can, as Alex pointed out in the analogy of the card game, they can buddy themselves up with the bank, they use the fiat money system to continually print themselves more money, and they never fail.
Yeah, go back to the card game, because it's like a Monopoly game where they have unlimited money.
Correct. That's the Achilles heel, is if you're the Monopoly player if you're the banker in the Monopoly, and remember, it even says it on the board game, right? The bank never goes bust. You just write some more money. So that's
why they want lockdowns to bankrupt small businesses to just hang on. They're like, well, we got money, but we can't shut them down. That's what that's about.
Mm-hmm. So this is where I believe the Achilles heel is such important. So most people who know me know that I'm a Bitcoiner. And for me, the one Achilles heel that we have is to basically starve the beast. You take the money out, stop using their money, stop using US dollars, stop supporting that same system, and move the product of your labor onto a standard that is non-controllable, non-manipulable, non-inflatable, non-taxable, the whole lot. And then what happens? Like, imagine feeding your jailer. It just doesn't work. And that's what we're doing. We're consistently paying them for the privilege of being locked down, of being told what to do, of being owning nothing, you know, the rest of the things that are with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. We have to starve the beast. But I think also, like I said, if we highlight these ideas and say, look, you guys think you want this, but you haven't thought through where it is. Now we're seeing it firsthand. 3 of the 10 points are attacking the food, taking over agriculture. And we see in Sri Lanka, we see in Holland, we see in Canada what's happening when you take
it's
over
out in the
food.
Open.
And now we saw in the U.S. 2 weeks ago, they raided the Amish farms. Like, it's coming for you no matter where you're at. And it was laid out, 3 of the 10 points talk about that. This is coming for you. And if you're not okay with that, then you should really understand where all these ideas they have are pushing us towards.
Well, you guys are really great thought leaders and experts on what's happening and what they're doing to us. But we'll go to break and come back. How do we counter them?
Yeah. Well, we have the idea. We have, like I said, we've laid out our own 10 points. We've laid our own 10 points of exactly how we think we can uncommunist the world and beat them. And so we can go through those as we come back from the break. But it's not as hard as it would think. Again, it's fighting fire with fire. It's turning their ideas upside down on them.
Yeah. It's the education. It's the money. It's the parallel systems. It's the continuation of living outside of their, like, I think.
And it's the realizing. The more we give in, the worse it gets. Like, it only gets better resisting. Like,
yeah.
Disobedience.
You don't negotiate with your, with terrorists, right? They're always going to want more.
The Uncommunist Manifesto. The book, available everywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Everybody knows that high quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain, but I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories, it's number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The 10 points of countering communism, the book, The Uncommunist Manifesto, what a nightmare, funded by the elites in the last 200 years, 160 years or so, wanting to counter the Renaissance and the human awakening that the elites couldn't deal with. Gentlemen, please continue.
Let's do it. So in the book, at the end of chapter 2, we've got, basically we took part of the structure that the Communist Manifesto had with his 10 commandments, and we did the 10 points of uncommunism. So we start with obviously the absolute preservation of private property rights, but I'm going to read out number 4 and 5 here, is the abolition of any and all central banks which use fiat money and credit expansion to enrich themselves at the expense of the population who uses it. And number 5 is a movement onto a common organic emergent monetary standard which cannot be managed, controlled, ruled, or issued by any group, organization, institution, or nation. And I think for me, this is, again, I'm going to bring it back to Bitcoin, but this is what Bitcoin represents.
Yeah, private elite should not have the first use of money.
No one should. No one. Like, not me, not you, not the private elites, nobody.
Money because should be just an agreeance of exchange.
Yeah. It needs to sit outside of all of our reach, because then you can play a fair game. Coming back to that poker analogy or the monopoly analogy, if no one can touch the bank, if no one can touch the money, then You and I compete on merit.
Yeah, why? That's why everybody, communism collapses. Why play the game if it's rigged?
Right, exactly. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to play a game that was rigged. I like to go back to Henry Kissinger. He told us.
But isn't that why communism collapses? Is it no one wants to play a rigged game?
It's exactly why. Well, and it doesn't work. The ideas won't work.
Back to Kissinger.
And so left on their own means, they'll fall. But Henry Kissinger said, you know, control the food, you control the people, control the energy, control the continent, control the money, you control the world. Now, Henry Kissinger taught Klaus Schwab in the university. And so,
Klaus Schwab is his minion.
Klaus Schwab is his minion. He learned from that. And so control the money. And so the central bank digital currencies are an additional step to centralizing the control of money on top of the central banks we already have. And so we're saying, no, we need to go the opposite direction and take that control of the money back into our own hands.
And then you see Biden forgiving student debt for worthless college degrees, which creates massive inflation. They know exactly what they're doing.
Just today, there was an article that came out by the Fed, the FedNow payment system. Lel Brainard, vice chair of the Fed, said today that the FedNow payment system should be up and running by next year.
That's right. So explain what that means.
Yeah. So basically what happens is people, we talk about all the time, the Fed printing money, money printer go burr, the Inflation Reduction Act, they're going to go print all this money. That's not really how it works, right? The Fed creates reserves that go to the commercial banks, which are the JP Morgans, the Wells Fargos. They create the money through creating loans. When you take
now the elites are going to give themselves direct money, but program the tokens where you can spend it with them. Exactly.
That's correct. So what they want to do is bypass the central banks, and they want to take over the means of money so they can give the money directly to the people. And then to the point you made, Alex, is that the CBDCs will be programmable money. So, hey, if you don't spend the money by Friday, it comes back to us. Oh, by the way, you can't spend money.
And that's the ESGs.
Well, that would be
the CBDCs.
Central bank digital currency, the controllable, programmable money.
No, I know, but then they decide how you spend it.
Sure. So then let's say, hey, Alex, you've reached your carbon score this week. No more gas for your truck. You know what? You've eaten too much red meat this week. No more red meat.
And you've dialed in to admit that they can surveil everything you do.
Yeah, well, they don't even have to surveil. Surveil is like after the fact. This is programmable where it's automatically set where once you meet that threshold, you can't even move forward with it. So it's even way more nefarious than surveillance because it's before.
So this is slavery on steroids.
It's slavery on steroids. And so they wanted to control the means of credit, the central banks, and they have, but this is one step further with the central bank digital currency.
And they add all the social control to it.
And then there's all the social control.
How do the carbon taxes fit into that?
Right. So now we've already seen like MasterCards making deals where they have credit cards now that track your carbon score, for example. And so when you've reached your carbon score for the week, your credit card gets turned off. But it all goes back to controlling that money, that central bank, the creation of the central bank, which we want to replace. And I would say, I like to say that without the freedom of payments, there is no freedom at all. Right? We have the freedom of speech, supposedly.
So how is their power grab going?
Well, it's going very well for them right now, and it's only continuing to grow, but at the same time, it's also falling apart. So I said before that it doesn't work, and so you can't just print money out of thin air. And you can, but you get...
Well, plus, they're all flying around on jumbo jets and have palatial mansions and five kids. But they're saying we can't. Isn't that the ultimate hypocrisy?
Well, it is the ultimate hypocrisy, but their work is more important than yours, Alex. Of course, they need to fly on jets because they're trying to save humanity. You're not doing anything, so you don't need to fly anywhere, right? That's the story they want to tell us, right? So, they're important. It's important for them, but think about that. So,
essential.
They're saying, leaders, some people are saying within the next 5 years, most people won't be able to fly around the country anymore. Because your work won't be essential, right? Your work isn't essential. Now, they need their private jet to go to Davos to tell us what bugs we need to eat next, but our work isn't essential. We don't need to fly. We can fly one time a year.
How would humanity sign on to something like this?
They, through fear.
Well, I mean, how did humanity sign on to wearing a fucking face diaper to go and eat at a restaurant? Like, if you asked me 3 years ago, or someone told me actually 3 years ago that you will be walking in to a restaurant wearing a face diaper and you have to show your papers just to eat, I would have told you, no way in hell anybody's going to do that. The restaurants will go bankrupt.
Or they'd be kicking the military out for not taking shots, or that 40% of black kids in D.C. can't go to school because they won't take a shot they admit kills your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
But people did it. People did it. The NPCs did it. And this is the thing. Human adaptability goes two ways. People can adapt to freedom, and they do that by growing as an individual, or they can adapt to conformity by lowering their standards and becoming another
one.
Alex,
what you said is so key. I once had a meeting for 3 hours with the head of one of the big banks, and he said, Alex, you don't get it. They're going to adapt to slavery. He kept laughing at me. What you just said is it. They're getting us to adapt to slavery.
That's it. And this is why it's so important for people like you, for the books you're writing, that we're writing, is to wake people up so that they remember that you need to disobey. One of the biggest virtues, and they've tried to tell us that this is not a virtue, that, you know, following orders and following rules is a virtuous thing. It's
no, resistance
not.
Is innovation. Resistance.
Exactly. That's it. You need to push back. And I love this new word called contrapliant. It's the opposite of compliant. It's, or, you know, I think it stems from counterpliance, but it's the idea that you are actively non-compliant. And that, I think, is a virtue, because that's like all great men.
That creates innovation.
It does. Every great innovation has come from saying no to the status quo or no to the average.
The other thing is that one of the 10 points, again, is control the means of communication. And so, of course, they need to control the communication. If we look at the Protestant Reformation of the 1500s.
I was about to hit that as the next example.
The church and the state, they lost control because the printing press got the word out there. Now, Gutenberg killed that. That was a technological innovation. And no matter how many people they labeled heretics and killed them, they couldn't stop the revolution that happened because of the freedom of information. The internet has done the same thing. And you were, in my opinion, maybe the first martyr that went down. You're the first person wiped off the face of the mainstream internet, but you're still around today. So we have these tools today, and back to the heretics.
I've been thinking of a new podcast I'm going to launch. I think it's going to be Heretic.
Heretics.
Because I'm an anti-globalist heretic.
Yeah, you are. And that's what you'd be labeled today. And they're not really killing people today, but they're assassinating their characters online.
They digitally kill you.
That's exactly right. And so they want to control means.
How do we counter digital assassination?
Well, you've done it. You've set the model. I mean, you're setting the model that we all need to start applying today, right? We need to, it was Robert Barnes. He's a constitutional attorney. He told me we need to pretend or imagine that we're a Jew in Germany in 1929. A couple years before.
That's exactly what deplatforming is. They did that to the Jews.
Right. And we need to like prepare for what's coming. And you've kind of set the path, which we're going to get into later when we talk about that. But I think as far as defeating this, for the real defeating, in my opinion, we also have a playbook. So just like we can see where communism was tried in the past in the
exactly. Freedom's playbook so powerful. Instead of freaking out what they're doing, how do we do to counter it?
Right. So the Bolshevik Revolution showed us how dangerous Marxism is. 25 million people starved to death. But we also see how the USSR collapsed, and that's also a playbook. So what happened? In the 70s and 80s, the USSR collapsed. Two things that I think happened. One, what happened is because communism was so oppressive, people formed parallel structures, parallel societies. We can't change the media, mainstream media, but we can build our own media network, as you've done.
Which is what they admit in internal documents. They fear any new independent system.
That's correct. We can't change the FDA and the food system, but we can grow our own food. We can't change education, but I can pull my kids out and I can homeschool them over here. So the way that we win is we opt out of their systems, education, media, food.
And we got to run now.
And we have to run now. We need to build these alternative systems up right now today.
We'll take woman's intuition. All my wife's saying political. She goes, we got to get out of the system. We got to move the country. We got to raise farms. We got to leave.
Right.
And every woman I know is like, leave, leave, leave. They have that instinct.
Yeah, that's right. And so but when we stop playing their game, it's like we're in your house right now. And if you said, hey, Mark, you're too loud, you go outside. And Alex, I don't like you, you go outside. Then you don't have control of us anymore because we're not in your house anymore. And we can go start our own party.
It's the poker game analogy again. Get off the table, go start a new game.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Why play?
So what do you make of the women particularly I've seen have an instinct to break with the system? I'm seeing that. And as Hitler said, who was a bad guy, but he said, as women go, so follows the world. The women are just one away from this.
Well, I'm not sure what a definition of a woman is anymore, Alex, but they want to blur the lines of that. But I think, you know, biology tells us that men typically, yeah, follow the women, right?
I'm just saying, I'm seeing it. Women are done.
Well, I mean, I think they're afraid.
They're done with the system, you're saying?
Yeah.
They're fed up. And they're,
yeah.
My wife certainly is, that's for sure.
I'm just seeing it everywhere. Like, yeah. Women are like, they're checked out now. They're like, we're not doing this.
I think women see through the BS a little bit easier.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Going to host a segment. I had Pete Santilli taking over at 15 after. Very impressed with the great work you're doing. I already saw some of your work, but good to have you in person. Mark Moses, you guys finish up with the points you're going to make, and what are you going to cover next segment?
Yeah, I think what we could cover in the next segment is really a playbook. And what people need is they need the information and the education, but they also need to know what to do next. We can kind of break down some of the steps that I think are very important that people can take right now in their lives to start moving the needle and moving back towards freedom and sovereignty.
Yeah, we spoke about parallel systems. Me being the Bitcoin guy, I'm just going to talk about Bitcoin again because I think number one is...
starts with the money.
Yeah, it starts with the money. You need to start moving the money out of the hands of your jailers, number one. And then number two is don't expect the process to be easy. Like don't expect, I just buy some Bitcoin on Coinbase and sit there. That's not what it is. Learn about a wallet. Learn about self-custody. Learn about how to do a Bitcoin transaction. Learn about how to get off the network so that way you are on the Bitcoin network. That's a completely parallel network. When I'm on Bitcoin and when my wealth is in Bitcoin and if you want to get paid, I can send it to you. It doesn't interact with the old system. It's completely...
But what about the point that the globalists always had cash and stuff, so they did Bitcoin as their new black market?
No, Bitcoin is cash. It's literally digital cash.
I understand. Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think the globalists are actually dominating and driving down Bitcoin because it got too powerful.
Correct.
They're building it as a back door for themselves.
No. Their back door is crypto. That's the thing. So Bitcoin is the one thing they
can. Is they're trying to drive the price down so they can accumulate, and that's also their savings.
Potentially. I think their bigger play is using something like Ethereum or Cardano because there's an organization or institution or a foundation that they can leverage. You can't leverage Bitcoin. There's nothing you can do to leverage Bitcoin. You can't push the lever. You can't change the amount. You can't do any of that. But if it's Ethereum, you just go knock on Vitalik's door and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You go knock on.
Increase the supply.
Exactly. You can change the rules there. And this is the whole thing. Bitcoin was that discovery point. It's the 0-1 moment that gave us a money which cannot be co-opted. So that is so, so, so important. And I implore everybody, go and figure out, understand how this thing works. There is so much resources out there, and just go read and understand. And don't get caught up in the crypto garbage, because that's just jumping from the fry pan into the fire. You're swapping out Klaus Schwab for a couple of nerds who have the same delusions of grandeur who want to run everything. So that, for me, is like the primary.
And so sort of like you mentioned, like coming out of the Renaissance, and really we saw the separation of church and state. And we talk about the separation of money and state, because money is that tool that really allows them to have the too big to fail, allows them to continue to build the prisons, the digital panopticons, et cetera. And so there's a big piece there. And again, without the freedom of payments, we don't have the freedom. So I can't send my kids to any school. I can't use any medical system I want if I can't pay for that.
Totally.
Let me ask this. Why do you think Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates would run this bio attack, kill so many people, and be the authors of it? Is it just pure arrogance? Because it just seems crazy what they're so hated now.
Arrogance and stupidity.
arrogance and stupidity, the hubris. So I think one of it is like Bill Gates and the hubris to think that man can control the climate.
He wants to block the sun out.
We can control the weather. Like, we're God. Like, there is no God. We're God. We're going to control the entire climate and atmosphere and the sun and everything. So the hubris that they have, I think, you know, it's something, is it evil? Is it ignorance? Is it arrogance? It's hard to know what the answer is. Obviously, a lot of these people are driven by this Malthusian fear spell that the population is going to increase so fast and the supplies are going down. But we've proven that that's wrong. Population's topping out. As people come out of poverty, they have less kids. Technology allows to have more resources.
There's also a projection thing I want to say is that if you're a person who doesn't know how to have self-control, I mean, you look at Bill Gates. He's got man boobs and, you know, he's got this massive gut and he's telling people how to be healthy. Like, so when I find this with a lot of collectivists and government types and all this sort of stuff is that they have an inner lack of belief in their own capacity and they project that outwards. They think, you know, I can't run my own life.
They project their lack of control.
Exactly. And then they think that everyone else needs to be controlled.
All right, gentlemen, you're going to take over next segment, and then we got a special guest host taking over today here. Who do we got in the fourth hour? Pete Santelli. All right, folks, we'll be right back. You guys take over.
Thank you.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
All right. I think we're coming back in.
We are on air.
We are doing the uncommunist manifesto takeover of the Alex Jones InfoWar show.
I can't believe it.
So here we are. We're taking over the show, and this is a big show. This is a big segment. Thank you so much, Alex, for giving us this opportunity to do this. And it is so important. Of course, Alex leads the charge. He's talking about the World Economic Forum. He's talking about the Great Reset. He's talking about all the problems that are coming to us today, and they are real. And as he's saying, they are not only real, they are becoming urgent. They're coming into our lives faster and faster. And we wrote in the book, Alex and I, we've written the book, The Uncommunist Manifesto, which I get, communism sounds like an old idea. It sounds like something that happened in 1917 in Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution, or maybe in Mao's communist China, even though today we still have in China the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. So communism is still alive and relevant, but it's actually more relevant today than we most people have really given it consideration. So Klaus Schwab talks about you own nothing, be happy. Karl Marx said abolition of private property. So it's the same thing. Marx said we'll take over the means of production. Klaus Schwab says it's a public-private partnership and we'll just control everything. And so it's alive and well. Now, the one thing that Alex said before he handed over the reins to us is that things are getting bad. Things are getting urgent. It's accelerating, and it certainly is. Part of the reason why it's accelerating is because as this control starts slipping, they have to squeeze even harder.
Exactly.
So if we look at a parallel in history, I think there's lots of parallels for different parts of it. But in the 1500s, the church and state had monopoly and power and control over the people. But 70 years earlier, the Gutenberg printing press came out. It was a new technology that unleashed a decentralized information. And as the church started to lose its grip on the narrative because people were getting the information, they had to squeeze harder. Mm-hmm. So they said, hey, we're losing grip. So what are we going to do? We have to fight back. Well, let's squeeze even harder. Let's say that anybody talks out is a heretic and we'll kill them. And then as that happened, then more people saw that, and these martyrs then led to more people wanting to push back. And then the state had to squeeze even harder. And it's this equal and opposite force kind of thing.
And the funny thing is, as they squeeze harder, I think of this like something holding something slippery, you know, like that slippery goo stuff that the kids have, the Play-Doh. And the harder you actually squeeze it, the more it slips. Yeah. And you actually, they create the counterforce. And this is something interesting. I want to read here. We've got a quote in our book from our friend Comrade Lenin.
So Comrade Lenin, someone we shouldn't be quoting, but this quote is more relevant today than any time before. And it's important. Let's go for it.
The best way to destroy the capitalist system is to debauch the currency. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved.
So just pause there for a second. So destroy the capitalist system. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that we live in capitalism today, that capitalism was good, but now it's bad. But he said to destroy it. If we want to destroy it, we have to debauch the currency or destroy the currency. So if we want to destroy capitalism, destroy the currency. And we do, how do we do that? We do that through secret confiscation or secret theft, and that's through inflation. By increasing the money supply, we secretly steal, and by secretly stealing, we destroy the currency, and by destroying the currency, we destroy capitalism.
Well, and here's the second part of the quote, right? By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily, and while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some.
Right.
So that's exactly what we were talking about earlier, right?
So it confiscates arbitrarily, meaning who they choose to affect.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get this person and
by
not
decree.
That person. Arbitrarily, yeah. just, and most people become impoverished, but the few.
Yep. It actually enriches some.
Yeah. And then read the last part of that quote.
So as the inflation proceeds and the real value of the currency fluctuates wildly from month to month, all permanent relations between debtors and creditors, which form the ultimate foundation of capitalism, become so utterly distorted as to be almost meaningless. And the process of wealth getting degenerates into a gamble and a lottery.
That's the last part right there. So the process of wealth getting. So we all should be trying to build wealth in our own lives. Wealth is our life battery. Wealth is my ability to have calories or to live without having to make daily gains. And so I have cows. Those cows could allow me to live for a year off the food. I have a house that provides me shelter. So that's my wealth. And so it says the process of getting wealth or getting assets turns into a gamble.
Gamble. I mean, it's all over TV. People are gambling with houses. You know, they're building them, they're flogging them, and they think they're getting rich. But what's happening is actually the purchasing power of the money is actually depreciating. And couple that with a rush towards assets because nobody's saving anymore.
At the end of last year, we saw in America, we saw that we had the record amount of job quits, people leaving their jobs to leave the workforce. We saw a record broken, another record broken, another record broken. And where were most of these people quitting their jobs to go? They were going to trade options on Robinhood and trade cryptocurrencies. So gambling was the best form of getting wealthy. Now, that kind of frames up where we're at. As Alex Jones was saying before he left, things are really deteriorating at a rapid rate. Now, look. I think hopefully one thing Alex tries to promote as much as the fear that's out there, and we should be fearful because things are urgent, but there's also massive hope. Okay. And so let's end this on a message of hope because we got the table and we're going to say what we want to say. And I want to leave everybody here with hope because I believe that we win. I believe there's hope and prosperity for my kids and my grandkids. And I feel good about that, but that doesn't mean that things are instantly going to be better. And that doesn't mean that we don't have to fight. We do. And so it might be worse for me temporarily, but it's going to be better for them. So how do we do that?
Well, first of all, I think what we need to do is have some patience because we're going to have to go through this period. In fact, if we kind of look at it on a longer lens and kind of step out 200, 500 years, humanity, I think, in some sense, was going to have to go through this. We were going to have to go through the fiat experiment. We were going to have to make the mistakes we were going to make. We're going to have to orient ourselves so people who with, you know, low moral integrity and questionable integrity, they were gonna play the game to win without realizing that they were actually playing the game to lose ultimately for the rest of us. So all of this stuff was gonna happen, and I think it's really important to take a step back and say, all right, we need to lay the foundation for the parallel system. We need to lay the foundation for the future, for our children, for our children's children.
Yeah.
And this requires making ourselves independent once more instead of compliant.
Yeah. And that's exactly the key that you said is, a couple key things that you said there. So one, the parallel structures. And so what's happened is, and I've talked about quite extensively on my own show, how we're seeing the blow off top of socialism. And so a blow off top, if you look at financial markets, if you look at the dot-com boom of 2000, for example, the housing boom in 2008, and the markets start going up almost in a parabolic fashion, and then eventually they blow off. And they blow off because they run out of buyers. And what we've seen is, we've seen that with communism or socialism, where, hey, nanny state, handle my kids' education for me. And nanny state, handle my retirement for me. And then, oh yeah, handle my healthcare for me. And why don't you just handle everything for me? What about the roads? I don't even know how to build roads anymore. Just handle everything. And we've given everything to the state, and there's really not much more they can take anymore.
The zeitgeist of the time is autonomy.
And zeitgeist of the idea at the time is autonomy.
Yeah, and that's literally why we wrote this. It's this is a book about the zeitgeist of the time. Is the world has swung, and you use this analogy all the time, Mark, is the world has swung all the way towards centralization, towards dependency, towards basically I kind of envision the entire world as like a just-in-time supply chain, right? Is that everything is just stretched to the very bare edge and everyone is dependent. There's no more independence, there's no more autonomy. So the antidote is the opposite.
Personal responsibility.
Simple as that. Personal responsibility. This is the renaissance of responsibility. And that, for me, when I think about Bitcoin, I also think about responsibility go up technology.
And we're sort of preaching to the choir here. You guys are watching Alex Jones. You're watching InfoWars.
Totally.
You have taken personal responsibility for your information. You're not watching CNN, so you've already taken the first step, but have you taken the second, third, fourth step? What are those?
Yep.
Okay. What are those? Well, you've taken personal responsibility for your own education, your own information. Have you taken personal responsibility for your own education or your kids' education? Are they still in the government-run public schools? If so, pull them out. Put them into a homeschool pod. Are you still eating the government-sanctioned food, the FDA food, or do you know your farmers getting your own produce and your own meat? Are you still using the government's money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me an example of this real quick. And actually, we're running down, so I'm not going to give you the example of that. But get out of the system. Take personal responsibility in every area of your life. Build your relationships. Get your food, money, and so forth. And we got to run. Pick up the Uncommunist Manifesto. Check it out on Amazon. And that's what we got. Thanks for letting us know.
Uncommunist.com as well. Get yourself some free bonuses there. Thank you for watching.
Care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost with storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock.
And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this fourth hour, Pete Santilli. It's great to be back, actually, since the last appearance that I made. I'll, be memorialized as one of those individuals that was speaking at a time when I wasn't allowed to speak. I was gagged as a result of the trial that was going on, the sham trial in Austin, Texas, and I made an appearance, and there were things that I just couldn't talk about. It was one of the most uncomfortable moments, I think, in all of my 11 years as a broadcaster. If you don't know the name Pete Santilli, I'm host of the Pete Santilli Show, and I'm so proud to be filling in and helping out InfoWars.com, the InfoWars team, who, as we all know, has been subjected to the levels of attack, of course, on multiple fronts, that we've never seen before in our nation's history, attacking the independent media. And I'm again not only proud, but I'm also going to tell you that this particular segment that I'm going to bring to you, I've been trying to get as much information out over the past couple of weeks as I possibly could as to my direct involvement. And I'm going to say that yeah, I've been blessed with certain things landing in my lap, coincidentally, while at the same time trying to do my part as an investigative journalist, as a broadcaster, to make sense of what the heck is going on in this country. And for the past couple of years, my direct involvement with Mike Lindell, his team, having met him on January 5th of 2021, out in front of the Capitol, my life has changed certainly for the better. Since that interaction with him, he came on my show. I invited him on. I looked him in the eyes, and I recognize that he is one of our nation's greatest patriots. There can be no doubt about it. But since then, my interaction with Mike Lindell as a broadcaster, as a member of the independent media, has been to do my part to help deliver the truth to the American people. And as we all know, Mike Lindell has been through the meat grinder, as they say. He's been attacked to no end. But he has a great relationship with the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, thankfully. He's maintained that relationship over the years. And he's been one of those trusted people that that has been given some information dating all the way back to January 9th. Now, I'm going to take us through in this, the remaining balance of this hour, some very important information that most people have no clue about as to what was going on over the past couple of weeks and leading up to that. that has everything to do with how President Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, is attempting to stay in the trenches to help save our country and to expose the evildoers that have subverted our U.S. Constitution by the likes of people like John Brennan, by the likes of people like Clapper. And of course, these deep staters have been operating behind the scenes for many, many years under the Biden administration. All right. So where do we begin? I mentioned to you that I met Mike Lindell. I'm not here to brag to you in any way, shape, or form as to my relationship. I'll say that our relationship has been framed up because over the past couple of years, there have been two incidents that landed in my lap. How they did, I'll never know. I will just call it a blessing from above that I was exposed to potential sabotage of Mike Lindell's efforts to help save our country. Two incidents. One was back at the Cyber Symposium, where I was a witness to a massive intel operation out on the floor of the Cyber Symposium, from CIA, NN, doing all the wrong things and all the cameras in the mainstream media out on the floor of the Cyber Symposium to essentially capture the identity of those individuals that were in the room at the Cyber Symposium. And secondarily, to be standing by that if Mike Lindell had presented the information he was given on January 9th of 2021, he was actually being set up to be arrested. And this, these are the facts here. These are absolute facts. If Mike was right here, he would share this with you. These facts have just recently come forth that there was national security protected. It's actually under a little known state secrets privilege that information that Mike had received on January 9th, 2021, if he had put that on the screen during the Cyber Symposium, just a little over a year ago, that the FBI was standing by getting ready to arrest him and his team for violating, the state secrets privilege. He found out about this at the last second, and there were saboteurs that were mingling among the crowd. And it was just absolutely amazing how we watched these operators make mistakes right in front of us. We caught them trying to sabotage. And this is what they did. They were standing by waiting. His trusted attorneys, what few that he had around him, trusted individuals, had him hold off on doing that. So therefore, he was not arrested by the FBI. That basically fell right into the hands of the deep state operators in the intel community, because they immediately pounced and used that opportunity to say that Mike Lindell, the crazy pillow guy, has failed. And they went to the media and they immediately launched this massive operation campaign to discredit him, to say that the information he had was bogus, that the individual, quote unquote, that he had received it from was discredited, so on and so forth. So they attacked him. They basically had him boxed in. He couldn't have won either way, either be arrested by exposing it or by not exposing it to be discredited by the intel services. So fast forward to a year. Now, recently, most people have no idea what just happened within the past week, but I'm going to bring you some of the most important highlights of what happened just within this past week that lead directly to the possibility. I'm going to lay out a case here. We've got just about a minute or so here as I open up this segment. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you that there are high-level active duty as well as retired military officials that concur what I'm going to bring to you, that there is a possibility because of what President Trump knew about what Mike Lindell had and was entrusted with and had in his possession, that President Trump may have been raided as a result of this information that just came out a week ago. How do I know this? Because I was directly involved in conveying some information, subverting some sabotage, working directly with Mike Lindell on the front doorstep of this Moment of Truth seminar in Missouri, that there were efforts to sabotage him, that my communication with one of the most important people on planet Earth, and that video is contained on Bandout Video on my channel. You can see it. It was a conversation that I had with a gentleman named Clinton Curtis, who invented electronic voting machine fraud. Clinton Curtis was important in the scheme of things, but because I had contacted him, put him in touch with Mike Lindell. Those that have been listening acted shortly thereafter. You will be absolutely shocked. Never before has this been presented outside of my show. I'll be presenting it right here to the InfoWars audience. And it's going to cause many, many questions, especially as to what's behind those redacted black bar lines. And the deep state will not want me sharing this information with you right here exclusively on InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there, and we'll be back right after this.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. You got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. We are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today, TheIronPatriot.com, and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
One, two, three. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here in the fourth hour. I'm Pete Santelli. By the way, I'll give my website just in case you're interested in finding out where I'm at. I'm so proudly placed on Bandout Video. You can find me. Most recently, we just launched our channel on Bandout Video to bring you the most important interviews that I've done over the years. You can find me at Bandout Video. Of course, you can go to thepetesantillishow.com to find our archives. Now, let's start off first and foremost by explaining that what I'm about to share with you, I would absolutely never even bring anything, especially under the scrutiny that Alex Jones and the InfoWars team is under. I would never bring you anything unless it was 1,000% backed up legally, factually. So what I'm going to share with you is, you could probably accept if I said that gray aliens were in charge and the UFOs are going to be landing tomorrow, you would accept that. That would be much more palatable than what I'm about to share with you as to what's been going on behind the scenes. Now, let's lead off by telling you that there was an individual that had come to Mike Lindell, because Mike Lindell is one of our trusted great American patriots, a great Christian American patriot that loves his country. He has been an advocate for President Trump. He's seen some of the very, very bad things that have been done to our country, and he's invested tens of millions of dollars to do his absolute darndest to bring the truth forward. So he was trusted with information. Now let's back up. Before I ever met Mike Lindell, as a result of a completely separate case with my Bundy cases and another matter, another legal matter, I had established in January of 2019 that an individual who was listed as a witness as part of an investigation that was going on way back then in a completely separate matter. His name was, and don't Google him, because part of the operation was to discredit this guy, and you're about to find out why. And it's big. It's one of the biggest stories of our lifetime. His name is Dennis Montgomery. So discredited, so absolutely I would say pummeled by the mainstream media, the New York Times, they deployed all assets to discredit Dennis Montgomery, one of the most brilliant programmers. And in fact, back in 2019, I had established that he was not only credible, but he had supplied, because he does love our country. He's a patriot. He supplied information as a whistleblower, where he designed a software program to go get bad guys. And that software program was turned towards the American people by John Brennan, James Clapper, as an independent private contractor with the highest level of security. You can go look it up at the presidential level, SAP level, SCI. This is a private contractor, a man that designed a software program, an absolutely ingenious one, predictive analysis program that allowed him to go find bad guys in the Middle East. When he discovered that upwards of 20 million Americans had been under surveillance, including, you remember when President Trump sent out the infamous tweet that he discovered that his campaign was spied upon, and then on to his presidency, sent that tweet out. That message had come from either directly from Dennis Montgomery or by way of Admiral Rogers. Dennis Montgomery had blown the whistle about the surveillance. Brennan was behind it. Brennan and Clapper were certainly behind it. So years ago, back to 2015, Dennis Montgomery, in fact, sat down, and I've been able to verify this. I have actual testimony that has been, it was declassified and released. James Baker, special counsel for the FBI, actually testified to Jim Jordan that, in fact, that this Dennis Montgomery had come forth, had supplied his materials, that he was blowing the whistle to the government, didn't know where to turn, didn't know who to go to, but a judge had hand-walked this through. His name was Judge Lamberth. He set up a meeting with the FBI special counsel, James Baker, who just so happens to be involved in the Russia collusion thing. So you know where that went. Dennis Montgomery and his testimony is 3 hours with the FBI. He had come forward, did not cite the Fifth Amendment. He was forthcoming on everything under the penalty of perjury, gave testimony that the CIA and the FBI had been spying on the American people. He had evidence of that, upwards of 20 million people. And in fact, they were involved. This cabal have been using his software to also manipulate the elections. That was another piece of the pie. And on top of that, that software program was used by the criminal cabal entity running Wall Street for the purposes of insider trading, for corporate espionage, and something called front running, where they could seek an advantage because of the high speed nature of this computer system with his software, that they could make trades and become very wealthy, all being run by our intel services. Now, I've also been able to verify in the federal court system, they had admitted that they had possession of the 47 disks that he supplied, 32 terabytes, that it was in safekeeping with the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, that the 3 hours of testimony to the FBI was, in fact, being stored as well, but nobody ever followed up on it. Dennis Montgomery became frustrated. He was being attacked and discredited. He was told by the court, because of national security reasons, he could never speak about it. He could never defend himself against this massive set of attacks because he was a whistleblower by the intelligence community. And there were books written about him. The New York Times came out against him. Same fashion that they're coming after Alex Jones to discredit him and anybody associated with him, because he tells the truth. Now, Dennis Montgomery became frustrated and sought a path to find somebody trusted that could grab this information and possibly get it to the 45th president of the United States. And that was through Mike Lindell. Now I'm going to tell you what happened this month. And this is the bombshell of all bombshells, that once again, early August, there were attempts to sabotage the credibility of Mike Lindell, his upcoming event in the Moment of Truth, that just took place a couple of weeks ago, last weekend, in fact, that as a result of that sabotage, he was going to come forward, and there were only three people that knew about the bomb that he was about to drop. There was the 45th president of the United States, Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell's attorney were going to drop the bomb so that no sabotage, no matter what they were attempting to do, could ever subvert what they were going to do. President Trump was aware of this. Not only do I believe that President Trump was aware of it, there's proof of it. On Truth Social, he announced, please tune in to Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth. The president of the United States, in an open meeting with a group of people, multiple people confirming, when the name Dennis Montgomery came up, President Trump responded, why do I keep hearing that name? President Trump knows who Dennis Montgomery is. Why do we know that? Because Dennis Montgomery is the one that blew the whistle on the surveillance against Donald Trump before he became the president of the United States. So Dennis Montgomery's name has been important to him, and the surveillance technology that he designed and developed was very powerful. It's a predictive analysis program. He blew the whistle on it, and the intelligence community attempted to cover it up. So early August of this year, in advance of the Moment of Truth, there was an attempt to sabotage Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth in the same fashion they did with the Cyber Symposium. But, of course, they were going to fail no matter what. We succeeded, ladies and gentlemen, in subverting that sabotage. I say we. It just landed in my lap. I don't know how it happened. No, I know how it happened. Through the blessings of the Lord, I'm going to give all due glory and credit. I pass this information on. I put Mike Lindell in contact with Clinton Curtis on August 7th of this past month. Mike Lindell met with Clinton Curtis, and it was such an important meeting that they could not have. I helped and set up that meeting. The following day, the deep state was so concerned about it, we now believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it was as a direct result of that meeting taking place and what was to happen during the Moment of Truth that the raid was initiated on Mar-a-Lago. And now all of the powers that be also believe and suspect that behind those black redactions exists what they were looking for was President Trump's knowledge of the surveillance.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively, right now, at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks to your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil, finally back in stock, for 50% off. For our regular fans, our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out, so thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. All right, this is important information. I'm going to bring this home now. I've set the stage. And before I do, I'm going to hold this up. I'm going to tell you to practice what I preach here. Okay. I bought two t-shirts. Okay. One of them has gone into a frame. I suggest each and every one of you do the same. Buy two t-shirts, save one. I think Alex Jones should, we should launch a campaign to have him autograph some t-shirts, but I put one in a frame. Alex Jones was right. I want each and every one of you to consider that the only way that I have been able to survive for 11 years, and I've been under attack. I'll tell you, we could spend an entire hour talking about my attacks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Pick up a copy of Alex Jones's recent release, of course, via Amazon. I think we've made a point, we the people.
purchase a t-shirt, purchase the book. Let's support and fuel the InfoWar. It's all being done by we the people. We're going to lock our arms. We're going to deliver the truth. And I'm about to deliver some right now. And this happens, of course, you know, the Great Reset, the book that Alex Jones has published and released. When that achieves the level of success in the rankings on Amazon.com, guess where that comes from? We the people. Alex Jones being able to fight these legal battles against the deep state comes through we the people. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I always ask my listeners to do the same thing at a smaller level on my show. And that's why I'm able to deliver the following news to you. Let's summarize. President Trump was aware of the surveillance of his campaign. And then now we know that his presidency, was surveilled as well. That was thanks to the work of Dennis Montgomery. He attempted to blow the whistle. The FBI again covered it up. James Baker himself almost got caught in a lie in testimony to Congress. He had to backtrack. He gave testimony on October 3rd, I think it was, of 2017, and then came back October 18th, corrected the record, and said, yes, in fact, that Dennis Montgomery was a whistleblower. Judges had certified that he did nothing wrong. Do not, whatever you do, do not Google Alex Jones expecting to find positive information and Dennis Montgomery to find positive information, because the establishment has done a great job demonizing and discrediting him. Why? Because Dennis Montgomery refused as a patriot to allow the use of his software technology, the most sophisticated at the time, advanced software, powerful predictive analysis software that was used on multiple levels to go get bad guys, to be used against the American people. He blew the whistle. President Trump was aware of it and has been aware of it for quite some time, for several years. Now, Mike Lindell has been entrusted with taking this information forward to bring the 47 disks that he had received and had been entrusted with. President Trump, I'm going to say he was aware of what was to happen last Sunday because he tweeted it out. I was told by Mike Lindell that there were three people that knew what was to happen. So President Trump has been well aware of what's going on. Now, this attempt to sabotage Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit was subverted because I contacted Mike Lindell directly and I put him in direct contact with Clinton Curtis. 24 hours later, as a result of that epic, important meeting between Mike Lindell and Clinton Curtis. Mike Lindell flew out to speak with him in person and probably set up a skiff and speak securely. But President Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided. Why is Clinton Curtis important? Why is Dennis Montgomery important? Because they are the patriots that are bringing the truth forward about what the intel services have done to our country. It's a coup d'etat being launched by the likes of people like John Brennan. But that same John Brennan that allowed 9/11 hijackers through the Jeddah Saudi Arabia station, overriding his assistant station chief. That John Brennan that used sophisticated software technology as a private contractor with a company called TAC, T-A-C, using contractors' copyrighted software to weaponize it against the American people. That President Trump is aware of this technology being used against the American people and spying on the American people. And of course, using that software technology to obtain Epstein level blackmail and leverage over both Republicans and Democrats in the halls of Congress. They were surveilling Supreme Court justices. They were basically surveilling and digging up dirt on our federal judiciary. If you ever wondered why our entire system is corrupt, it's because of this software technology that was used to surveil these people. Then they hold that as collateral over their head, and they're able to get votes from people such as Chief Justice Roberts for Obamacare. This has been in the making, in the works, and being used by Obama himself. I want you to go look up the following. I'm going to tell you where these servers are stored, and I was told not to mention this because nobody will go near this facility. It's called Fort Washington in Maryland. I was told by a retired colonel in the Air Force and others within the military to never mention that location because Fort Washington houses the most sophisticated servers that are surveilling not just our enemies, but all Americans right now, especially if you're a flag-waving patriot. You are deemed to be a domestic terrorist. They're surveilling you. They're collecting all of your data, and they're using that against you. President Trump is well aware of what is at Fort Washington, Fort Washington, Maryland. You can go look it up. It's basically it's a CIA special training facility. The address is at 10530 Riverview Road. And I suggest that none of you go there. Nobody go there. Don't go anywhere near that place. One of the most dangerous places, the CIA Office of Special Technology, houses these servers. And I'm going to also tell you that Dennis Montgomery, by court order, by the FBI, was to deliver all of his discs after he gave that testimony. And here's the clincher of them all, ladies and gentlemen. The bombshell of, there it is. There's the facility overhead of the most dangerous surveillance technology on planet Earth being used against our foreign adversaries, but most importantly, being used to overthrow the United States of America, Fort Washington. Dennis Montgomery was ordered to deliver his discs to the FBI agents. I think it was Miramar, if my memory serves me correctly. Regardless, en route, while he was delivering his 53 discs, ladies and gentlemen, it contained evidence that of spying against the American people. Also, election fraud and meddling as well. 53 discs were delivered en route. Six of those discs were opened up and removed, and only 47 of them arrived, and 47 were submitted as part of his whistleblower testimony. Six of those discs that were missing just so happened to have forensic evidence, documented proof of Barack Obama surveilling the Israeli intelligence services and government. And those six discs were missing, ladies and gentlemen. Six discs, the most surveillance technology available. And of course, why would Barack Obama want to surveil the Israeli government? Well, if you consider what the actions were of Hillary Clinton and Viktor Pinchuk out of the Ukraine, Viktor Pinchuk, oligarch, taking highly specialized steel and delivering that to the Iranian government in violation of the Iranian sanctions. Viktor Pinchuk, Congressman Steve Stockman, thrown in jail because he was aware of this. But he was able to get me information that he filed with the Department of Treasury that she violated the sanctions and she helped deliver steel to the Iranians in violation of the sanctions. And then you look at Joe Biden, his hundreds of millions of dollars in money laundering out of the Ukraine. And then you look at the Mujahideen al-Khalq terror designation. It was lifted by Hillary Clinton. And then you look at the support of the Muslim Brotherhood by Barack Hussein Obama. These are Israel haters. These are Iran supporters. These are people that are running guns to the Mujahideen or in Benghazi from Al-Qaeda in Libya to be shipped to the FSA in Syria. Dennis Montgomery had all of this information. I'm here to say, do not Google Alex Jones. Don't Google Dennis Montgomery, ever expecting to find out the truth. But the truth will set us free, ladies and gentlemen. And the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, knows about all of this. And he's going to bring it forward. And I'm here to tell you, don't trust any plan. Trust that there's a group, a small group of patriots that are going to save this nation. And not even a fear of death or prosecution or persecution or any of that stuff that they're doing to us will ever stop us from saving this great nation. So help me God. Join together with us here on InfoWars. Join together with us by sharing this information far and wide that there's a possibility the FBI busted President Trump's door down on August 8th because they wanted to get this information. Well, guess what? We have insurance policies, deep state. Just know it. Don't.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer.
This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.